where do women normally go to
buy purses?
Well, it varies, but I don't remember the last time I heard anyone say, hey, look at Dillard's.
I just want Kenji to pull up purse prices at Dillard's.
Why Dillard's?
I don't know. First of all, that's the only really department store I know. No.
Okay.
I don't think chicks go to Sears.
No, they're not big on the Sears thing. It's more of a guy thing. Check Macy's. Help him out.
Don't confuse her.
Kenzie, where do you go to buy purses?
A lot. But Dillard's is usually, if I don't buy it offline, I go to Dillard's.
Okay.
Trying to build our female numbers.
By looking at purses?
I'm sure if we found purses on sale, bitch, women would like to know about it.
There you go. That's a good start. Times two. You went from
bit to
women. I'm so proud of you.
You looking for sales?
I just anything that, something like the Dooney and Burke or the Donna Karen or whoever sells purses.
Michael Kors is real big now.
Okay. Why did I even bother talking to Kenzie? They just ask Alfie.
Yeah, he's our fashionista.
Why are you looking into I wonder if that's where that word came from. Some guy was trying to stop saying women and then went to bitches and then tried to shake all that. And I wonder if that's the term where witch came from. That just flashed on me.
I love how whatever inroads we had made in the past 45 seconds, you have squandered.
Oh, wait till you hear a couple of the new bumpers I made today.
Oh, no.
You want to hear them?
Might as well.
Back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yep, you get him. You get a double pound. I'm gonna need to hear that again.
Do what?
I'm gonna need to hear that again.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. Back to the Russ Martin Show.
And one more.
Mm-hmm. We're back to the Russ Martin Show. K-E-G-L, the Eagle. Oh, Andy, you can and you can't without taking. You and I, you said I
no knuckles for him.
No, you get him. But I'm need to say something first.
Okay.
I am shedding the voice of reason momentarily to say how proud I am of you.
I want to give you a hug right now, man.
I'm kind of feeling the same way because you're finally using 100,000 watts at your disposal to call the bitch out.
You.
All of a sudden, Kenzie darkened a little bit. You.
Whoop. Sometimes that happens.
She's about to break out into a full-on Arsenio Hall audience member.
And just pisses me off that I've been on this tear since Rocco died and taking care of her dogs, and she doesn't care. And nobody knows who she is. Came through this unscathed, didn't cost her a dime, tried to take my Corvette, took my ring. I took care of her dogs, and I get nothing. So... that's why I've been on a tear. I'll get over it.
Do what you do, boo.
You. Google my name. What comes up? Freaking mugshot. I could find a cure for leukemia or Lou Gehrig's disease tomorrow. And that damn mugshot still going to come up.
I think we can actually, there's a service you can try to... I mean, it doesn't erase it, but it'll change around some of your hits.
And it goes to the same page every time. Some chick that said, this guy needs to be fired immediately. I didn't even bother waiting to see if what the outcome of the charges were going to be.
Oh, yeah. It's someone saying immediately after the report of the arrest comes out, oh, got to be fired. That's how knee-jerk public reaction works. How dare you employ a woman beater? You don't know what happened. Yes, I do. Look at the mugshot.
They don't take mugshots of people. They don't arrest. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We know that. If he was so innocent, why'd they indict him? You people do not know the definition of indict.
So, I'm okay. Well, you're going to eat. Never mind. I bought some chaw.
Oh, nice. You finally ran out of your long cut?
No, but I'm starting to get into the long cut now.
Uh-oh. Have you graduated?
I don't know. It's a little more potent than the pouches.
Mm-hmm.
And you could regulate how much you put in. The pouches are pre-measured.
That is true. So if you want a little less, a little more. Do you think amount-wise when you were doing the long cut it's about the same that's in the pouch, or do you think it's less?
I think it's less, but it feels a little more potent.
Well, it's right up against that lip.
Well, so is the pouch.
Yeah, but there's the filter. There's the pouch.
Mm. Purses.
Oh.
Yeah, what'd you find at Dillard's there, Kinsey?
Well, Michael Kors is apparently the popular one. Right, Alfie?
That and like Kate Spade.
Okay.
Tory Burch.
Well, there's some on
sale. How do you know this, Alfie?
I know fashion stuff.
Do you make notes when you're looking through their windows?
No.
He is a legitimate fashion photographer. He knows a lot about fashion.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Do you have any connections with any of the retailers?
I do. I have a couple friends who work at Neiman's, actually.
Possibly we could give away some prize pack to bit women with purses.
We have a new phrase.
What?
Bit women.
Bit bimmin.
I think people should understand that it's not an overnight change. It takes a little time to get used to different phrases.
And it'll slip out from time to time.
It does. Happens to the best of us.
But that could be why. That's the only thing that's keeping us from being number one across the board. Men, we own them. We own all of them. Women, I don't really know how we do in women.
I actually pulled the numbers if you want.
For women?
Mm-hmm. They're in that big stack there somewhere.
This stack?
Yeah.
Good Lord. I think they're in the back.
Back of what?
That right there. The back of the stack.
Oh, you pulled numbers.
Yeah.
What were you looking to see? How we did mornings on 1190?
Yeah.
I bet we didn't, did we?
Yeah, we didn't.
I wonder why.
That was one bipolar station.
What are the call letters?
KFXR.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the first page. I don't see it on the second page. Is this for the entire book?
That's just for March.
Oh. Well, we had numbers in February and January.
We were,
that sounds ugly to say.
What?
We were beating Mark Davis.
It's not ugly. It's just truth.
Skull did well in the morning. Men 18 to 34. She was number two.
Nice.
KNOR.
I don't know.
Look, it says format on here.
Oh, what is it?
Mexican Regional.
That makes sense.
To me, it sounds like a radio station that's not this or that. KNOR. Nor that.
It really took you that long, Kinsey? Oh, man.
Maybe she didn't want to laugh.
Okay.
She felt like she had to because I'm old.
Yeah.
What'd you say, bitch?
No!
Didn't see what you made me say? No. Now you kill my women numbers.
You're funny.
I was going to give away free purses.
We still are women.
It says the format is country, but I don't know the station. KFWR?
Is that the ranch? That would make sense letter-wise.
I think it's the other one.
Range? Free ranch?
That is the ranch.
Oh.
Told you.
So they were number three in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, and you're talking about...
That's a small signal, too.
Ranch, range, wherever it is. The
ranch is Fort Worth.
And the
range is Plano.
Okay. Well, I don't know where their towers are, but they're not at Cedar Hill, and they're not 100,000-watt stations.
Right.
So somebody at the ranch, the range, knows somebody at a certain company. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a certain company ever called me and said, do you listen to the radio? Why, I do.
I do all the time.
It's your favorite show. Well, let me think. I only listen to the radio 4 hours a day. Russ? M.A. Anyway, they were number three. KLNO was tied with the ranch range, whatever the hell it is.
And what demo is this?
Men 1834.
Gotcha.
But this is 7 to 11. So okay. Skull could be number one because she's 6 to 10. They pulled 7 to 11 because that's when we're on KFXR.
Gotcha.
All right, so we didn't show up there. Alfie, do I need to bother looking at the numbers at all?
No, if you want, I can break down women for you.
Well, I meant for KFXR.
Oh, no.
Okay. That we didn't show up at all last month.
No.
Well, maybe it'll help in April, now that the station goes to 50,000 watts at 7 o'clock. I'm not making excuses. Maybe we suck. Maybe there's something about the AM texture people don't like. Maybe they hate mono. Maybe they hate the signal.
I don't know.
Maybe they hate not being able to listen to it in a building here underneath underpasses. There's really nothing good about AM. I don't even know why I allow them to rebroadcast the show. This station, speaking of 1190, sucks. Let's see. Men 1834. Skull. Oh, those are our numbers. Is this for, what's this for?
There's one report there that's 13 pages long that has men, women, and adults.
Is this for the book or a month?
That's just the month.
This is for March?
Yes.
Okay. Damn. I say damn. The listeners, I'm going to thank you again. Okay, so you made us number one. Don't let it go to your head.
Keep doing it. He hates saying thank you.
Well, you know what? Thank you to the men. You bitches.
You know, we've got some.
Men 1834, 3-7. We were number one with a 9.9 share. Number two was KKDA with a 5.9. KSCS, 5.6. Who's on the afternoons that we know?
That's JR. I think he does afternoons on the KSCS.
J.R. Schumann?
Mm-hmm.
What names does he go by?
J.R. Schumann.
I didn't know he was on in the afternoons.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Almost positive.
Is it live?
Don't know. I'm sure he would like us to say it is. I don't know. I don't work there. But I think he records it.
Well, I mean, he's talked to us in the afternoon before.
Right, which is why I assume it part of at least
but
part
he
of
could
it.
Have been in a music suite.
That's very, very possible.
Because mm-hmm. I hear music stations do that.
Mm-hmm, they do. It might have been a Luke Bryan double shot.
let's see. The Edge mix. Billy Gidd. Sixth place, Man 1834 with 4.9, but that's not his target audience.
Yeah, but even still, he's doing well in men.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's lots of men out there that are really digging on the Taylor Swift.
Possibly a lot of men that... Kenzie, take the camera off of me, please.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
You think?
That's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly even likely.
You think they're doing it while they're listening to Billy? What if they fantasize about Billy?
Oh, I'm sure they fantasize about Billy.
I would if I was gay. Mm. Oh, damn.
Well.
Well, the f*** is out of the bag now. Men 1834 mornings. 6 to 10. Okay, let's go. Now she got beat by the Mexican station. She beat Kiss FM.
Nice.
And 1834 Afternoons. That's us. Didn't I already read that?
Thought so.
Well, why is it printed twice?
Is that for the book?
No, same numbers.
Okay. What were we looking for?
Who knows?
Women.
Women numbers.
Yeah, women.
Men 1834, Skulls. Who cares? I don't care. Well, I don't have any women numbers in here. All this is men.
The women numbers are part of a big 13-page report.
All right. This one?
Yeah.
All right. Where do they start?
It starts men, persons, then women.
Women 1834?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see where we are. Anybody curious?
I am.
Well, persons 1834, we're number two.
Behind Billy, right?
Yeah. Because Billy has the women and the guys.
Guys.
Mm-hmm. You know, you go ahead, you take those bananas.
Demographic.
Women 1834, 3-7.
Yeah.
We are 12th place with a 3 share.
It's actually not bad.
Number one, The Afternoons, Billy the Kid, Women 1834.
With?
A 13.8.
See, now he's just bragging.
Good God.
I bet Billy fills out his own ratings information. Men 2554. Well, I've gone through the men's stuff. By the way, number one.
Excellent.
With an 8.4. KZPS number two, which is Jeff K.
Yeah, Jeff K.
With Steppenwolf. Oh, it's John K.
That's
you didn't know.
No, I didn't.
I'll just add a grin for grins. Let's see who else we're beating in the afternoon in our target demo.
All right.
Wow, Ticket came in 11th place. Let's see, we have an 8.4. They have a 3 share.
Ew.
We got your men. And we got the ones that don't do this.
Whoops.
Camera was on me?
Yep.
Okay.
He was brushing his teeth.
Oh yeah.
Russ is big into the sonic hair.
Mm-hmm. You know, those guys could save a lot of time if they put toothbrushes on their...
Oh, just...
That way you could... You know.
Mm-hmm.
I love my work. I'm a dental assistant. Women 2554 in the afternoons were 12th place with a 3.2. Number one is Billy the Kid.
Of course.
With a 10.3. So we have women.
We have cool women.
Yeah.
We just need to attract some more of the lame ones.
And the women who listen a lot.
Well, it's not enough. I like being number one in men. By a long shot, we're number one. The Ticket and women, just to be curious, 2554.
Are they even on the first page?
They have a 0.3.
Okay.
37th place.
Out of how many stations?
42 that are listed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should start talking about chick stuff like we're going to. Women aren't appreciated in society. They would give away some tampons, too.
Yeah, that's a way to up our women numbers. Let's just be horribly sexist as opposed to just regular old-fashioned sexist.
That's not sexist.
Really? Women, to attract women listeners, you want to give away tampons?
Women use tampons.
That doesn't mean they want them thrown in their face.
Who's going to be happier than a woman having a period that just won a bunch of tampons?
The woman that doesn't have to come up to a radio station to collect the prize of tampons.
Well, we'll throw some Kotex in there or something else. They still make Kotex?
Yes, sure.
What do you wear, Kenzie?
That's weird and gross.
What is the difference? I mean, I know one goes in and the other one is a panty liner.
Yes.
Which,
But then there's also just the outright pads.
Yeah.
Which is like the panty liner on steroids.
Yes.
Is that for the heavy flow gals?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more for...
That'd be a chick if I was working the cash register.
Right.
I would be extra nice. Because if she's buying the extra heavy flow panties. Yes, ma'am, would you like me to carry those out for your car? Carry you? Anything I can get you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a special deal at Wadley.
Wadley?
Well, You lose that much blood. We need to break. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.338, first check on traffic over the myplates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Covance.
See, women,
research.
Women like that. I say Black Thunder.
It appeals to them. I can see why. Women do love your legals, too.
They do?
They do. We've had a couple women call up saying, you know, hey, that kind of turns me on. I ain't kidding.
Chicks are stupid.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Covance Clinical Research Studies. We started off in Dallas, westbound 20 at Mountain Creek Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back from Cedar Ridge. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 between Josie and the tollway. Construction work has a couple different lanes shut down. Traffic slowed through there. Finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Garden Acres McPherson. Got some construction there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Everman Parkway. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather, brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Cloudy and 54 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, a high of 79. Right now, 60 degrees at 97.1, the Eagle.
You want to make Kenzie cry?
No.
Oh, you're going to make, it's going to be bad.
No. Why would you want to do that?
Be okay.
He'd been married a little bit over 2 months. His wife's name is Joanne. I was at the hospital when they pronounced him dead. And, you know, I'd hoped to have finished my time as Dallas chief without losing any police officers.
Hi, this is Joanne Jackson. My husband, Dallas Police Officer Brian Howard Jackson, gave his life serving our city in 2005. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas, Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to russmartin.com.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, that one backfired.
Best ever.
See, Kenzie didn't tear up.
Yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah, but I did.
But you did, even if she did a little bit.
No,
you...
I did. No, I did.
But not as much as he is.
Well, I did, though.
Well...
But once it starts, I can't stop it, so I have to restrain it, because then it's just going to go and go and go. Best yeah. ever, by far.
Yeah, that was a boomerang bumper.
Yeah, it hit me right in the puss.
Mm-hmm.
Best bumper ever.
I got 4 donations specifically citing that bumper to the foundation.
That's awesome.
And the beginning of that audio is Chief David Kunkel. And I had to cut that down because he was just about to lose it. He couldn't talk. There were like 10-second gaps. Rob, I just happened to be up. It was a Sunday morning, November 13th, 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob called me and he said a Dallas officer was killed. Went in my office at home, turned on the TV, hit record, and... I watched Chief Kunkel, and there were like 10-second gaps. They would ask him a question, and they could tell, I'm going to lose it. And God bless the reporters, because they helped him out. They could tell he's not going to be able to finish the sentence, and so they just helped him along.
It was really one of the few times I was actually, as you kind of said just then, I was actually happy with the reporters. Because usually they have a tendency to be insensitive and just bleh.
So, anyway.
And actually, the first time you played that bumper, as soon as I heard the first word out of Chief Kunkel's mouth, I knew exactly what it was.
It was the hardest video I'd ever had to watch. Because he looked like a 6-year-old boy that lost his puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that he didn't know Officer Jackson.
Nope.
But it was one of his men. That's why I always liked him. I wouldn't let him run for mayor or be mayor. He was going to run.
Yeah.
Like, David's a good guy, but just, you know, I'd have lunch with him and, you know, he'd sit across and he just was get something with spinach in it and just slinging it all over the place out of his mouth.
You know, the poor guy lets, you know, one mishap with spinach artichoke dip and you don't ever let him forget it. It's been a decade.
What happened?
We were having lunch in the part of town he lived in, someplace.
It was Lower Greenville, wasn't it?
Yeah. We're just having Mexican food, and he's sitting across, and, you know, a bunch of us there, and he's eating, and as he's talking, just spinach is flying out. Chief Kunkel, the great spinach slinger.
Does he still live here? Do you know?
I think so.
Okay. I was just curious, man. I haven't heard anything about him in years. Haven't seen anything.
Not since he...
retired.
Thought about running for mayor. Mm-hmm. I gotta cleanse my palate here. Excuse me a second. Mm-hmm.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show. KEGL, the Eagle. Oh, Andy, you can and you gave without taking. You and I.
Alfie says line two.
Oh. Yes, John.
Hey, Russ. I just want to let you know that not all the gay listeners listen to Billy. I'm gay, and I listen to you guys every day. So he doesn't have the...
I didn't necessarily mean that he had a lot of gay listeners. What, Dan?
John, are you a top or a bottom?
Man. You know, I guess it depends on the day of the week.
Okay, I'm just curious. I'm just getting to know. I don't know, like, if he's saying, hey, we do have male gay listeners. Are they, you know...
What do you care which side they're on?
I'm just curious.
That's rude. Rude. John, I apologize.
I don't know if your sexual position tends to... has an effect on who you listen to, but
I don't know. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So you, what do you call it? You guys reverse flip flop?
Oh wow, you really know the terminology pretty well, Russ.
Well, that's is that a term?
Yeah, that is a term.
Which part's the term? The reverse thing?
Both of those, verse flip flop.
Well, reverse. I mean, you know, that's just so.
Those generally come up in a lot of gay porn. I don't know if you
hey, knock it off. Which do you enjoy more, the give or receive?
You know, it really just depends. It's all about working with your partner, I guess.
Do you feel more manly when you're giving it to them?
Yeah, definitely.
You slap their ass?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
What I like to do when I'm having gay sex is doggy style, slap their ass, and then I take my
strictly a top.
I take my two fingers.
Oh, no.
And I wet my eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
Just so I look slick.
Oh, I'm envisioning that right now.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Don't you go home and beat off to me.
I'm watching you on live stream. I mean,
are you watching right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm in the car.
You've but you watch the stream.
Yeah, I do occasionally.
Would you like to have some of Dan?
You know, Dan's a good looking man. I think I might have to order me a PDL. Or a PLD.
We'll make anything for you. If you had your choice, are you into older men, younger men, slick men, hairy men, men that climb on rocks?
You know, I don't like to discriminate, but did you say men that climb on rocks?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know?
I was just thinking about food.
We'll get him a mountain climber calendar.
What is that?
Men who climb on rocks.
Oh. Even men with chicken pox.
I don't think that's going to be as big of a seller.
if the RMF Foundation comes up, or RMS Foundation comes up with a police and firefighters calendar, you can sign me up for one of those.
Okay. By the way, it's called the RMS Listeners
Foundation. Listeners Foundation.
I included that, so you guys would know.
So I could feel involved.
It's your foundation. It doesn't,
I appreciate that.
It doesn't mean I'm giving you money. All right. Thank you, John, for the call.
Thanks, Russ.
All right. It's like a good one.
Love that guy. Wait, I have an idea now for to gain women listeners.
Okay.
It's not a bad idea. Police and fire calendar.
You know, you always see that for fire departments, but very seldom police departments.
The New York City Fireman's Calendar gets international attention.
And all the money goes straight to the foundation.
Oh, you're going to have cost to print it. Alfie obviously would do the photography.
Yep. For free, right,
yeah.
Alfie?
Yeah, I'd do it for free.
Yeah.
I guess we could, if there were some cops that wanted to. I think Captain Howard is January.
Oh, yeah.
Why January?
He just deserves to be top man.
His first? Okay. And it's going to be fully expected.
Lieutenant Denzel. Mm-hmm. And Officer Lonnie.
Yeah.
I may have to have one of the, like an audio section of the calendar for Officer Lonnie.
Thank you, John, for that amazing idea. Let's do this.
Hang on a second, man. I ain't posing in your damn calendar.
Why not?
I don't want a bunch of people looking at me naked, playing with themselves.
Well, we really can't help what people do with the calendar. The idea is to, you know, raise awareness for the foundation and raise money for the foundation. What people do with the calendar, you don't have to worry about that. Just don't think about it.
Let me think about it. I'll think better when my siren's on.
All right.
Yeah, I got a lot of good poses I could give you for that calendar.
Really?
I got that let's get it on look I can give you. It looks like this.
I think that may need some work there, Officer Lonnie.
Works every time with a chick.
Oh, okay.
I'd even do a couple of special poses for the gay men.
Really?
Look like this.
Quick check behind you.
Yeah, if one of those looks like you tripped on something and you turned around to see what it was,
mm-hmm.
I'd be what it is like. I wouldn't mind posing on a naked on a bare skin rug with just my big bobo showing.
I think that would be a hit.
How many months do I get?
I think everyone would just get 1 month. How many do you want?
Well, I want one for me and then a couple of months for my penis. That's if you want to see all of it.
That's a section a month.
Yeah. I have to make sure that that's a 31-day month.
I'd be a centerfold.
Mm-hmm.
Be like 5-6 folds when you open up the magazine. You just keep unfolding. It's like, damn, where does this thing end? This penis is like being on Beltline Road. Or I-30. The damn thing don't stop.
We do not work in his municipality, but I've just had that weird feeling you get in your spine, you know, when you're walking down the hall sometimes at night and it's dark.
Yep.
You just get that the tingle thing.
Uh-huh.
He's got a feeling he's going to drive his car into this studio.
Which would be really impressive considering we're on the third floor.
I think he could do it.
I bet he could.
Hey, just he's pole vault. His weenie after me.
I'll do it too. My penis rides in the back in the cage. That's because I'm in the penine unit. Sometimes I forget to leave the windows cracked when I'm out on a call. It overheated once. Man, it was mad when I got back.
I bet.
One day I got to work and I forgot that I didn't leave my penis at daycare.
Okay. Do you have any audio you'd like? Oh, purses, stuff.
Oh, other ways to attract female listeners?
Yeah. I give away handbags.
Handbags, good idea. Alfie knows people at Neiman Marcus. Maybe like some Sam Moon gift certificates. Kenzie said Charming Charlie's is a hot spot for chicks.
I think it is.
What is Sam Moon?
It's a discount chick store. But like jewelry, purses.
What about
accessories?
Kohl's. Is that not it? Kohl's?
Well, they have female section.
I mean, is that the place with like everything, or am I thinking of the different store?
No, Kohl's has a little bit of everything. Yeah, male, female clothing, shoes, home goods.
It's kind of like another version of Dillard's, but discount stuff.
What is okay? It's discount. It is Kohl's.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Kohl's is a place where if you buy something full price, you failed at life.
I do not want to pay the sale price. I want to pay this price where it says what this would originally cost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want people to think I'm low rent. What else do women like?
I don't know, but Alfie, you can stop giving me the Keeping Up with the Kardashians recaps. I'm not watching it, and I'm not reading these things.
I'm just trying to help, man.
You ain't helping with our female numbers, Dan.
We don't want these chicks.
Females a lot of women don't even want those chicks.
Somebody's buying the Kardashian crap.
Plenty of, and that makes me sick, is women actually watch this crap.
Yeah.
Like, here, I'll just give you the headline. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Kylie vows to move away from Kris the second she turns 18. 4,800 shares on social media.
4,800.
And that's at the time whenever it was he printed this. On this week's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, a mother-daughter bonding trip saw Kylie revealing that she plans to move out as soon as she turns 18. While the bomb was dropped without malice, just as a quiet fact, Kris was totally floored.
Damn, she's going to move out when she turns 18?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder, how is she ever going to survive?
Well, I ain't watching the show no more if she ain't going to be on it. Is she moving out?
Mm. Well, just because she moves out doesn't mean she ain't going to be on the show.
I like the Kardashians. I don't tell many other officers that.
Really?
Yeah. I like watching that, whatever channel it on.
E.
Huh?
E.
Everett?
Entertainment Network Television. The E Network.
Oh, I thought that was pronounced. E!
Well, the exclamation point would, yeah, you'd think so.
That was good.
Right. It's like my friends will come over and they say, what are you watching? I go, E!
What? Oh, and there's no question.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I like women with big butts. That Kim Kardashian, that's a prime, great example of a big butt. That's a big butt bitch.
Prior to their trip, Kylie and Kris had not had a meaningful conversation in weeks, so Kris decided to take her youngest daughter to San Diego to visit her mother.
Oh, that's good. I like the bonding trips.
Kylie basically had to be dragged kicking and screaming, and she was unbelievably sullen through the two-hour drive. Oh, my
Man,
God.
Man, that bitch got to calm down. They're family. They're your blood. You got to love them. Oh, man, there's a robbery in progress. Hang on a second.
Oh, please kill somebody.
Let me roll down my window. All right, go on.
As Kylie revealed in an interview, my mom is always on my case.
I'm the only cop that does drive bys. I got time to stop. Too much crime on the streets.
My mom is always on my case about this or that. If we're going to take a trip together, I just want to talk about things other than work. 17 spoiled bitch.
Does she even have a job?
No! Her job is to be on a dumb TV show.
Don't scream at me like that.
You ask me a question like that. What kind of job she have? Oh, yeah, yeah. She's cooking fries. That would be a show I'd watch. Kardashians get real effing jobs.
Man, that just made me hot. Eating one of them Kardashian bitches that are fried.
I would love just that if one of the Kardashians had to work a fryer and her tears got fried, I'd pay $1,000 for a large order of the fried tears.
Man, I'd eat it to her every day. Kardashian fried KFC.
All right, we got a break.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Starting in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Walnut Hill. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back 635. In Corinth, southbound I-35, right at Corinth Parkway, got an accident there. Traffic's backed up back from South Loop 288. Finally, in Forest Hill, eastbound 20 at Forest Hill Drive, got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup is back from Oak Grove Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Cloudy skies tonight, 54 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 80. Right now, 60 degrees. And 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show. KEGL, the Eagle.
Okay, you have any more audio?
That was really good.
Alfie, do I want to take that?
He's calling about the last segment.
Oh. Yes, Michael.
Hey, Russ. First of all, I want to tell you thanks for what you do. I've lived here about 4 years. I've been listening to y'all daily since you moved here. That KFC comment, dude, I spent iced tea all over the windshield and about totaled my truck.
Really?
And Dan, I'm right there with you on the Kardashians, bud.
Thank you. It's important that we all stick together in the face of such just evil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't get why so many chicks like them then.
I can't figure that out either.
But Dan's right. Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate you.
Hang on. Where'd you move from?
I moved out here from Northwest Arkansas. Yeah, go ahead. Throw your joke in there.
I don't have any Arkansas jokes.
Come on now.
All right, here's one. Are you Jewish?
No.
You want me to give you a punchline? All right, hang on a second.
There you go.
Say it.
I'm a Razorback.
There.
There's your Arkansas joke.
A guy called one day, and I don't know what we were talking about. And I'm like, are you Jewish? No, I'm a Razorback.
Mm-hmm. That was on Good Friday.
I remember that.
Passover. Yeah.
Where's my phone? Let's see if I got any texts from Officer Lonnie. I did get an email from our general manager, Charlie Wilkinson.
Yes. Good job. What'd he say?
Could you please not get me fired?
What?
Well, what? The picture that we put a bumper sticker. You know about this, Kenzie?
Mm-mm.
You know who Charlie is?
Mm-hmm.
He drives that great big Amazon truck. What's it called?
Ford Raptor.
Yeah.
Oh, those are awesome.
We printed up a nice color bumper sticker with the iHeart logo on it, mm-hmm. with the slash through it, like, you know, don't, or I hate mm-hmm. it, or something like that. And then big letters put, Bob Pittman is a dick. And then took a picture.
Three pictures.
Why'd you do that?
To hold over Charlie's head? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to send this to Pittman. Now, let's talk about raises.
It's actually kind of brilliant.
I know. He came to Dallas so excited. He's like, yeah, major market. Oh, no, Russ Martin Show.
Who said they wanted to be one of the guys?
He did. He did say that. But I don't think he, again, that's not what he thought that meant. He thought it meant, hey, come up in the studio after work, have a drink, hang out.
He's never done that. The only way we can get him in the studio is to get him in trouble. I did send that picture to Pittman.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
What'd he say?
Oh, he thought it was funny. Because Bob's a good guy.
Because you put it in context, of course.
Yeah, I said, look what Charlie's got on his truck.
just waiting for him to send out one of his company-wide emails. I don't know what it's going to say. I'm just waiting for it because I usually don't read that much of them.
Bob listens to probably not today. He's not listening. He's at the NAB.
The what? Oh, National Association of Broadcasters?
Yeah.
I know what the group is, but is that like a yearly conference that he's attending? Or
I don't know. He sent me an email because we converse on a regular basis now.
Oh, apparently so.
He goes, I was asking him about his Tesla. I said, is it the one with 701 horsepower? He sent back, yes.
Nice.
I said, well, just, you know, enjoy your day and your new ride. Thanks for the email, boss.
Mm-hmm.
He sent back, I'm at the NAB right now. A lot of people, not a lot of good ideas. I went, but think about all the radio satin jackets you get to see.
I bet he appreciated that growing up in the satin jacket days.
I think I gave mine away. Wish I still had it.
You gave me something.
Yeah, well, I told him to get some salve. The unguent didn't work.
The what?
Never mind.
Yeah, she's still flared up.
Okay.
Huh? What?
It'll go into remission.
Yeah.
I don't have anything flaring up.
Well, you said I gave you something.
A satin jacket.
I did?
Mm-hmm. It's not yours, though. It was somebody else's. It was black and red.
Does it say anything on it?
Yeah. A name. But I don't remember whose name it is.
Remember giving you a jacket?
Yeah. I used to wear it because I was so cold, and you brought it to me from your office, and you said, close it, I look good in it, and you said, keep it, and it's in my closet right now.
Somebody probably gave that to me, so don't
say. That's what you said.
Yeah, okay. Don't say anything, then.
Oh, I mean, that's not what you said.
Well, you didn't say who it was. I don't remember anybody giving me a jacket.
I do. Don't say anything else.
I'll turn around and look. Oh, okay. Yeah. Shut up, Kinsey.
Yeah, because it's clearly her fault.
Thank you, Dan.
Well, you're still in trouble.
Audio?
I do. Cut 12.
Just play it.
I don't know if it's real or not. There's some speculation, but it was posted on Reddit. This is actor Dennis Quaid, supposedly on the set somewhere. Don't know if it's a TV show, film, what. Someone on the crew decided to record an outburst he had.
What the f*** keep going? I am acting here, and this f***head wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out until Dopey the d*** starts whispering in your ear.
Who?
Dopey the d***.
Oh. That sounds like a Mel Gibson rant.
It does, except it's just not racist at all. But this is where, what it sounds like is someone walked on the set and started to whisper something in the director's ear, and the director then stopped paying attention to the scene, and at that point, Dennis Quaid had just had enough.
I don't think I would have had a fit. I would have been miffed because, I mean, you take the time to learn your lines, and you get into character, and I guess the idea when you're acting is to forget about the cameras and act like this is really your life. And then somebody walks on the set. Who was it? Dopey the
d-? Yeah. And I don't know if this was something that had happened a number of times. And this is just, you know, this could have been the 10th time for all we know. But this is just the first time someone hit record.
What the f*** keep going? I am acting here and this d-head wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out until Dopey the d- starts whispering in your ear, and you're not even watching anymore.
Dennis.
Don't f***ing Dennis me! I am doing my job here!
What makes you think it's not real?
Just because of the comments online, people are just wondering. In other words, I think it's because it's such a good rant, they wonder if it's scripted.
Oh.
I just...
Maybe he did it to promote whatever movie it's shooting.
People have said specifically they think it might be another Jimmy Kimmel prank. Because he's done a couple internet pranks before, like the girl twerking who set herself on fire. That turned out okay. Jimmy had done that one. So
the one that fell through the table?
Yeah.
Mm. That was fake?
See? You need to tell her to turn off her headphones if you're going to throw something like that out.
I'm sorry. That's my bad.
Thank God Easter's already come and gone. You didn't blow that one for her.
No, I didn't.
Huh? No, you never know.
Oh, wait.
It's okay.
I'm a pro! This is the most unprofessional set I have ever ever been on. This is horse shit.
Oh.
I've got these f***ing zombies over here that I have to look at. I have a bunch of pussies staring at me.
I think you're right. This may be set up.
Back it up a little bit, because there's two of my favorites. When he says this is horse S,
mm-hmm.
it is delivered so divinely, I wanted to not bleep it. And then my other favorite part is right after where you just stopped it.
Fat I have ever been on. This is horse shit. I've got these f***ing zombies over here that I have to look at. I have a bunch of pussies staring at me and this f***ing baby. This is garbage. Blow me.
Now, was there video to go along with this?
There was, but the first
half
of it...
Because that door sounds Foley'd in.
It's a good door, but it's on a set.
It sounds like that.
I know it does. But I not
let,
even...
Let me listen to the end of it.
No, what the f*** keep going, baby? This is garbage! Blow me!
Close.
It is. It now, definitely
why,
sounds
why
like...
Why would there be a door on the set? There's no door close to close. You got a set.
Sometimes there are doors on sets.
Yeah, but you don't have to walk through it. You just walk around the set. The set, there's no, it's not like it's a real house.
The set that he's in, it looks like he's behind a desk. So it looks like sort of office setting. And then, yeah, so I don't know. He could have walked around. Maybe he wanted to go through the door. That's where you don't see anything anymore. About halfway through, the person who's recording it on their cell phone points it down towards their shoes. And then it just kind of goes black.
Maybe it's just finally gotten to him that his brother's a better actor.
Merry Christmas!
It's really hard to top that.
Mm-hmm. had you not brought up the it might be fake,
mm-hmm.
I think I would have bought it. But really? When you put that out there, okay, yeah, that's really too lucid of a rant.
Yeah, because if you think about it, imagine, you know, your worst possible day at work and you finally just had it and you blow up and you say every single thing that you've ever wanted to say as if it were scripted. That would be an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of hope it's real.
He may have fits on a regular basis.
True.
That's why it was so fluid.
Maybe. It's like if you're well rehearsed in them, sure.
All the times we did the TV show, I don't remember having a... JD and I got an argument once. But he was such a lazy douche. He was. Chloe watched us shoot stuff. Chloe was on the set a few times.
Where's he going? Hey, I'll help out. And then he's gone.
Like there were only four of us on the crew. You got two quote-unquote talent,
mm-hmm.
him and me, and the director and the camera guy. So if we had to change, you know, locations, we all carry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
JD, you want to help us carry that? Oh, okay. No, well, somebody's going to have to move it. It's not going to get moved on its own. I don't know. It's just the people that have the fits like that. You're just acting. All right, you're good.
You are just acting, but the problem is with actors and actresses, they're actors and actresses. They tend to be emotional. They tend to be kind of spoiled, especially if you reach a certain level like, you know, Dennis Quaid has. And you could call it spoiled. Others might call it demanding. You reach a certain level and you demand a certain level of respect or professionalism around you. And if you don't get it, you're going to be quick.
I wonder who the director is.
That's the problem. Is that the other thing is don't know anything about when this was shot.
Because a director.
Who the director
a real,
is.
Real director is going to go. Hey, zip, because Dennis can't quit. He's under contract. He quits, he's going to get sued. The director can tell him to shut the hell up.
He can, but that's what's kind of fun sometimes in Hollywood is you might have an established actor and a newer director, and the actor's going to – it's going to be a power struggle. Or it can
but,
be. Yeah,
but you're right. It was so clean. There were no stutters. Oh, there was perfect. Nothing like the voicemail that Chris Ryan got from that old woman.
Yeah.
There was no stuttering. There was nothing. And we didn't have to edit it at all. Chris just, he got it from this old lady, forwarded it to all the voicemails, and just said, enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And hers was very, is fluid the right word? It was just,
yeah, fluid. Absolutely. It was, yeah, it was perfect.
Chris Ryan. This might be the Buchanan's mother. You better quit talking shit over that goddamn radio, for I'll whoop your dog ass. And by the way, you tell Nikki Sitz quit sucking Vince Neil's dick before he winds up getting bruises all over his pussy face from bouncing off of Vince Neil's ass. Oh, by the way, James Wilson been putting no shit on Vince Neil. Vince Neil can't sing. Suck his dick real good, Nikki.
You know how I said, black guys are really good at dropping GD,
mm-hmm.
Like a John Wiley Price. When he says GD,
yep.
It's got that force. Old women that have been smoking for like, you know, 80, 90 years,
yep.
They're about the only ones that can drop the a-hole that's perfect.
Vince Neil's dick before he winds up getting bruises all over his pussy face from bouncing off of Vince Neil's ass.
Yeah, yep. That is pretty perfect.
I think that's my new favorite part.
Pussy face from bouncing off of Vince Neil's ass. Oh, by the way, James Wilson been putting no shit on Vince Neil. Vince Neil can't sing.
Oh, and P.S.
Suck it real good, Nikki.
And on the other hand, maybe with Dennis Quaid, trying to think of some of his more recent movies, but most of the ones I think of were more family friendly. So I don't know. Maybe he was. He needed to bust out of his shell a little bit.
I don't know. You think he'd cool his jets after he did Jaws 3D?
He's had a very...
That movie sucked.
I loved Jaws 3D. But it was mostly because it was bad. It had Lou Gossett Jr.
I like him.
It had...
It still sucked.
Was that Francis McDormand who played his wife, girlfriend in that?
I didn't see it.
Well, then how do you know if it sucked?
I watched trailers. I watched like the making of. They pointed out almost every scene Dennis was smoking. That's all I really saw.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch some guy smoke in 3D.
The other reason I actually had the Cousin Eddie clip was because of cut number 9. There was an underground electrical issue in Buffalo, New York, and that caused a lot of pressure to build up in the sewage system on Sunday. And while a man was being interviewed about it by the local news, an explosion behind them sent a manhole cover 100 feet in the air.
Well, we were pretty much evacuating the building. We were waiting for the children to finish evacuating.
Watch yourself. Heads up!
Was it a gas explosion?
No, they said an electrical issue that caused a lot of pressure to build up in the sewage system. So in essence, yeah, it was kind of a gas explosion, but not like natural gas. This was like poopy gas.
Well, methane,
yeah,
is flammable.
Clearly.
I know, I've set my pants on fire before.
So anyway, that's what reminded me. That's the last time I heard of a sewer explosion. It was cut 11.
Oh. That's why you pulled both of those.
Yeah.
Count how long it takes.
Well, we were pretty much evacuating the building. We were waiting for the children to finish evacuating.
Watch yourself. Heads up!
7. What is the rule when something's coming down like that? Aren't you supposed to keep your eye on it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just keep, you know what I'm thinking of, the movie where Los Angeles had the volcano.
Volcano?
Yeah, I think that's what it was called.
with Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, and those fireballs were coming down, and
yep.
The chick was going, okay, well, watch it, see where it's going, instead of just running.
Yeah, that makes sense, because you may end up running right into the path of one.
Tommy Lee. Care if he got hit.
Mm-mm.
What's he gonna do?
He's old and grumpy.
Smooth out his skin. Looks like he's been using Danny Trejo's skin cream.
Firemen have been using patches of his skin for their suits for years.
Which one, Danny Trejo or Tommy Lee Jones?
Either one. Both are fire resistant.
Okay. We got about a minute. Got any more audio you want to... Days or what?
We got one other piece of audio. Cut number 8. There's a video making the rounds on Facebook. It's of a little kid named Zeke. Looks to be around 2 years old. He was really upset that Hillary Clinton announced her candidacy for president, and he's jealous.
I want to do it for president.
Instead of Hillary?
Mm-hmm. I want to run for president.
Do you think maybe you can do that when you're a little older?
He wants to run for president?
Yes. Even though he's 2.
Older?
No.
No? You think you're ready to be president?
Yes.
What would you do if you were president?
Play.
With
toys.
And toys? All right, so you're Zeke and you're running for president?
I'm running for president.
You are? Okay.
I don't know about you, but I think that's a pretty solid platform. And he's already a better public speaker than George W. Bush.
And just looking at Hillary made baby cry.
Exactly. You see what happens when you announce your candidacy, you old broad? You make a 2-year-old cry.
Kenzie, did you listen at all yesterday?
A little bit, but not much.
That's a no.
You want to play the clip for of the chick the first time she sees a man's penis?
Yes.
Okay, it's got 3, right?
Yes.
Now, what was it really?
What?
It was really that.
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
What do you think it was?
An alligator.
Yeah, pretty close. It was just a manatee swimming in the water. But if you didn't know it...
I wish it really was that.
Yeah, that's why I had to stop swimming. People kept screaming and stuff. I just out going for a swim in the ocean, and they think my penis is a manatee. Mm-hmm.
Lifeguards come running down the beach. Everybody out of the water. It's a man-eater.
Roy Scheider is shooting a gun in the air. Everybody out of the water. I did drown a white chick with a one.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlate.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jerry's Buick GMC in Weatherford. Started off in Dallas, eastbound 635 between Josie and the Tollway. Construction work is a couple different lanes shut down. That traffic is slow through there. In Arlington, westbound I-20 right at Bowman Springs, got an accident blocking the 2 left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Kelly Elliott. And finally in Forest Hill, eastbound I-20 right at Forest Hill Drive, got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Oak Grove Road. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Mooyah. Cloudy skies, 54 for a low. Then tomorrow, sunny, 79 for a high. Right now, it is 61. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
During the break, I was trying to, going through my flash drive, my daily audio flash drive. Only supposed to have today's audio in it.
But instead have...
What did I say it was down to? 1,100?
Yeah.
Something like that. I am such an audio pack rat. I listen to it and I go, I can't get rid of that. And there's some stuff on here. I had no clue what it was. I think this one is, I want to say Kenzie was trying to play drums to Great Balls of Fire.
Okay.
Did you ever try that with Chuck and me? I could have sworn something happened in here. Kenzie, are you out again?
Sorry.
You were doing great.
Damn it. Really good. Start doing cardio or something. What do you freeze? What's to worry about? It's only on a 100,000-watt FM station in major market on the number one show. I don't know what pressure would be eating at you, like an Ebola virus.
This thing keeps, like,
I get it.
What?
Like, she's her headphone cord is strangling her.
I'll take care of it.
All right.
No, I'm okay.
No, actually, I had the same problem when I was born with the umbilical.
Hey, I really did. I really did.
Your umbilical?
Yeah, it was wrapped around my neck. That's a true story.
I'm keeping this.
She was feeling nostalgic.
It's my meat necklace.
Oh.
I can't remember. How long is this clip? Oh, I'm not playing a line. It's 4 minutes.
Oh, good Lord.
But did she ever get it?
I don't think so.
So go ahead and strangle her.
Stop it.
How are the levels?
I think they sound good.
Can you hear? I don't know why you freeze up.
I don't either.
There are good fills in there, drum fills.
When you first started playing this, like maybe 20 seconds in, Kenzie looked at me and she kind of mouthed, is this me?
Yeah.
She didn't know if we...
No, she didn't remember that was her. She was thinking, I guess she was thinking that sounded like Chuck doing it on the keyboard.
Or we threw in a drum track.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know that was me. I didn't know I did that. I can't do fills.
Well, somebody was.
I know. Apparently I can, sort of, kind of.
I think I'd blow it here.
Damn it.
Yeah, I totally blew it. I blew that one.
I was jumping around too much anyways.
Yeah, it was your fault, but I blame you.
No, it was. I was hitting way too many different symbols. Those
reminders, be sure to join Flo at Car Toys tomorrow.
Yeah, that ass. This one... I don't even know how old this clip is. It's one of the few songs that I did by Elvis where I was on key.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I think this was at Sneaky Pete's. See, I can't delete any of these. That's why I have so many clips in this folder.
I've never said that you should delete them. I just think you could put them in a different folder.
I'd never be able to find them.
Well,
it's kind of like the house. I like stuff being on the floor. I know exactly where everything is. Same thing with this flash drive. I think this was, we did the big motorcycle ride, and at the end, the band played at Sneaky Pete's.
Yep.
And with Hound Dog, I think we always rehearsed it in G.
Okay.
But I would always, I never would start in the right key. And as soon as I started, the rest of the band looked over at Chuck, because I started in the wrong key.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised you can't hear it on the audio. He mouths to everybody, C!
Jesus.
But listen how quickly, he figures out what key I'm in.
Okay.
You ain't never gonna have a
I tell you, it's fascinating.
I guess when he screams, "Say you out!" everyone just kind of figures it out.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know, but Chuck figured it out within, you know, a millisecond.
You ain't never gonna have a
That's why. That's an Evernote guitar. Funny to me.
I said sing, damn it!
It's like, what's the matter with that guy on stage? Man, he is mean.
And that guy on keys obviously is coming down off something.
Yeah, I thought the whole idea of being in a band was to have fun with your buddies. Ooh, these guys seem like they're hostages.
Chuck up there, and his knees get going, his legs are shaking everywhere, and he's yelling, screaming.
Yeah, I think that's why the guitar doesn't immediately come in. Well, when Chuck screams out C, you know, Everett's going to turn around and look, see if Valerie's behind him. So that was probably what threw him off.
Yeah, that's just, yeah.
See, no guitar yet. The horn section gave up. Our music says G. And whatever's on the paper, that's all they're playing. They don't improvise. Well, what do we do now? Oh, we don't play.
Mm-hmm.
Until dumb gets it right, we're just going to stand here.
That's our own little protest.
We'll dance like we're playing. Just looking at different things in here. Alfie, I'm so drunk.
I f***ing met you.
Okay, that's George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm done.
I f***ed my bed sheets.
God.
I fingered Jimmy Carter's hole.
Ew.
That was very Robert Downey Jr. from Tropic Thunder.
That's your buddy Tone.
Mm-hmm.
Can we play it?
Yeah.
And you know why I did it? I went full retard. Never go full retard.
You got to commit.
Started at the bottom and worked my way up. Beans don't burn in the kitchen.
Man, that's from the Jeffersons.
No, it ain't. Just because it's from the Jeffersons don't mean it ain't true.
Oh, now we got to go on the road.
Yeah, then he leaves me and goes back to NBC.
Yeah, heaven forbid he go get that TV money.
Kills into the sitcom. Okay. Start news. What do you want to do?
Yeah, start news.
Okay. 446, Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. Birthdays today. From Little Miss Sunshine, and Russ, you probably know her as the younger girl in Zombieland, Abigail Breslin. She turns 19. Sarah Michelle Gellar is 38. Adrian Brody is 42.
I don't know who that is.
Did you ever see... Probably not.
Is an actor?
He is an actor. He was in The Pianist.
Pianist.
Pianist. Mm-hmm. I know.
I said piano.
I said pianist.
All right.
No. King Kong, also in Predators, or the more the newer Predator movies. Interesting as an action hero. Anyway, Anthony Michael Hall turns 47. Reality TV producer Mike Fleiss is 51.
For some reason on CBS 11, they're showing a clip from Family Vacation.
Yeah, it's the new movie that they're making.
Oh, they're going to do it again?
They're sort of, yeah.
Is Anthony Michael Hall coming back?
I don't think so.
He played Russ.
He did in the original Vacation. And he's, 47 today.
I love him.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh.
No, they're handing it off. It's where I think it's you had Ed Helms from The Office and the Hangover movies. He is the new Rusty. And so his family is the new Griswold family in this new adaptation.
But Chevy Chase is going to be in it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited about that.
I bet Chevy is too.
Yeah. My favorite scene was when they enjoyed the Grand Canyon.
Like all 3 seconds of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Actor Robert Carlyle, 54. Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond is 55. Major leaguer, former, Pete Rose is 74. And Loretta Lynn turns 83 today. A bill overturning Texas's post-Civil War ban on the open carry of handguns is poised to clear the legislature, making the state America's largest to legalize wearing weapons in plain sight. The Texas House plans to debate and approve the change on Tuesday. A similar measure already passed the state Senate, clearing the way for the governor to sign it into law. Texas is actually just one of...
Is Greg Abbott for this?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, private businesses, if they don't want you to carry a gun in there,
right,
they could post a sign.
Yes.
And you can't go in there.
Right.
So unless you're just going out for a walk or whatever, there are not many places you can go, because I'm going to guess that a lot of companies are going to want people running around with their guns hanging out.
Right.
I think it's part of the Texas Penal Code when they approve the CHLs. It's like 30.06 that said businesses could post signs that said no concealed handguns in here.
Right.
And they're going to make an addition to this bill, which I think is 30.07, that will say no guns in here. So you're not going to be able to go in if a company posts a sign.
And more than likely, most businesses are probably going to do that.
And now, then there are some... CHL, I could see some companies going, you know what, if we can't see it, what do we care?
Right.
But the ones that are just hanging out. And I wonder if you're going to be limited to, can you go into a bar if you got your piece on?
I don't think so. I think even you can't take a weapon into a bar, period. Legally.
I don't understand this. I don't understand the big push.
There are people that they see it as it's just an extension of the Second Amendment. There's no reason why, if you can carry a gun that's concealed, why can't you just have it on your hip?
Because it would create a disturbance. That's the law that's in place with, like, shotguns, rifles, whatever, that you can carry around. And I'm paraphrasing, but it's you can carry it unless it would cause a disturbance.
Yeah.
Like into a bank.
Yes. And some people are just going to be wigged out by it, just seeing it on somebody's hip. But the proponents for this would tell you the only time that a real disturbance would occur is if I pulled it out and started shooting at people. That would be a disturbance. Me just having it on my hip should not disturb you.
Well, if it passes, I'm going to get the biggest fake gun I can find and just strap it to my hip.
Get you like one of those RoboCop handguns?
Yeah. Figure out a way to shoot it out of my leg.
That'd be impressive. And the weird thing is...
And you know, this is going to be a pissing match.
It is.
Because now, if once they sign this and you're allowed and there are going to be regulations, it's going to have to be on a holster belt.
Mm-hmm.
Or a shoulder harness. But, you know, it's going to guys are going to be looking for the biggest pistols they can find. But what are you carrying? Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because the whole idea before with the CHL was you wanted to find a good weapon that was, you know, somewhat easy to conceal while still feeling manly. Because you don't want to have like – because the ideal conceal weapon is one of those little tiny – was it a Derringer, the little tiny things? Anyway, a tiny gun. But no guy really wants to do that because you pull out a tiny gun and then people make assumptions.
Yeah, you pull out a tiny gun and the guy that's about to beat your ass going, do I look like I'm about to smoke?
Yeah.
That so, cannot be a real gun.
No. So guys, when they pull out the conceal, they want it to still be threatening, but still small enough to make it easy to conceal. You're right, Russ. Now it's going to be a fashion statement. I got to make sure I pull out my .44. Or like Jack Nicholson in 89 Batman, where he pulls out his revolver.
Oh, yeah. That's where this is going to end up.
Yep. My God, the barrel on that gun's like 4 feet long.
I'm going to have a custom-made holster from a howitzer. Or a bazooka. Just to make fun of them, you almost want to do that. Get these special holsters and just grab a bazooka to your hip.
And I've got friends on both sides as far as ones that say, yes, I want open carry. And then others that say, open carry's stupid. So while both of these sides are still on the side of guns, it's just some are just, I want to be able to carry my gun. Okay.
Which side are you on?
I like the law because if your shirt happens to fly up in a gust of wind, under the current law, you could be cited for, you know, brandishing your weapon because it didn't remain concealed. That aspect, I'm for. To me, the idea of someone carrying the weapon on their hip, we don't live in the wild, wild west. I like to think we're a little more civilized than that now, even though we're not. I like to think we are, and I see it as it's showy. If you have your gun on your hip, you're trying to make a statement.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Looked up. Luke Bryan's playing in Choctaw or at the Choctaw Casino.
Man, I love gambling. Hey, it's me.
Is that right? Is that Luke Bryan?
It sure is. Look at those tight ass jeans. Careful, Luke, don't fall off that stage.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, I can't do the voice. I do stage diving and nobody caught me.
Yeah, I've done that before. I'm Luke Bryan. Hi, catch me.
Catch me, I'm falling off the stage.
Yeah, that's the problem. I never really done an intentional stage dive. It was more like I lost where I was and fell.
But I acted like I was doing a stage dive.
Yeah, I did it on purpose. So I hit the ground, kind of like they're doing Family Guy. And then I get up and I start gyrating my hips, even though I've got 4 compound fractures.
It helped with the gyrations because my joints were no longer connected.
That's right.
Is he really known for falling off the stage?
Yes.
He's done it more than once.
Yes. I think he did it like 2 or 3 times last year.
Tell you what, man, you fall off the stage a couple times, they'll give you CMA Entertainer of the Year. They feel sorry for you. Look at that poor Luke Bryan, always falling off a stage. Let's give him an award.
Yeah. How is it Ronnie Millsap's never fallen off a stage, but you've done it I don't know how many times?
Man, I get into it. I get into my shows. I want to get close to the fans. I want to give them little fist bumps, and then I just fall. Because I'm really terrible at depth perception. I think they're right in front of me, but instead, it's like 40 yards.
Now some of the venues have to put up along the edge of the stage baby gates.
Yeah. Some of the guys in my crew, they started putting stickers on them. They're called Bryant catchers.
Or they put me on one of them runners.
They do. It's attached to the drum kit.
It only goes as far as the end of the stage. Then it yanks me back.
It's a fun game to play, though. I run, and as it snap back, I get a concussion.
What do you got on hold, Alfie?
Those are the few people calling in with legitimate comments about gun laws.
Okay.
Man, that's crazy. Legitimate?
Well, first of all, it's not going to pass as quickly as everybody thinks it is. There's a technical holdup now. I forget what it is, but it's going to be a few more days.
Yeah, and even then, even when it passes, it's still going to have to have a start date.
I think it's supposed to be January 16th or something like that.
Okay.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, hi. I was just calling to give an update on that open carry law.
Uh-huh.
They actually, they had to send it back to the, I guess it was the Homeland Security Committee, because someone who was opposed to the law pointed out some graphical error in the bill. So it's not going to now be voted on until Friday.
Okay. So I was right. It's just going to delay it a few days.
Yeah, it's still going to go, and everyone's saying it's still probably going to pass. They just, someone probably didn't have anything else to go against on it, or anything else to point out that they said it was a graphical error or a clerical error.
You realize that we did not specifically list no bazookas.
You laugh, but that's actually, you got to put that kind of stuff in a law because
right. Thanks, Alex.
Because what? If you don't, some jerk in Watauga is going to strap a bazooka to his right leg.
Well, the upside to it is you're still gonna have to take a gun training course. Now, you'll probably have to take the same thing that CHL carriers.
You do, yeah, because you in order.
That's not like you can just go, oh, open carry. I don't have to do anything. No. That's my Second Amendment right.
No,
why I got to take a class if constitutionally I can have a gun?
Because constitutionally we had other stipulations on there.
Well, you can't do that. Constitution trumps state. You ain't never played that?
No, we've played it, and the Constitution says, yeah, it's right. State scissors.
Whatever.
Rock.
I would carry my gun. Well, I got to take a class, and I had to use it.
We don't know that. We'd like to make sure that you have at least rudimentary knowledge of that weapon.
All right, so I shot my mama once.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Talk for a second. I'll come up with a reason.
Okay. See, the Constitution does say that you can bear arms, but it doesn't say that the government can't impose restrictions on bearing of arms.
Well, either I'm protected. I have no punchline. Either I'm protected or I'm not by the Constitution.
You're protected.
I can bear arms.
And you can.
Well, I don't say bear arms in my house. That means everywhere.
And that's why we have Congress and, you know, the judicial system and everything. So we can more define the Second Amendment more clearly as opposed to being so broad and vague.
I like vague.
I know you do because it behooves you. However, the rest of society would prefer you in particular would not have a weapon. But since you are legally and, you know, you can have one depending on your criminal record.
I ain't coming up with a punchline, so you can stop talking.
Okay.
I'm just going to put a pistol grip on my shotgun, leave it in the holster, just kick my leg in the air.
Look like something out of Planet Terror.
I may cut off my left leg.
All right, we got a break. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
508, this it's KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DART. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at Polk Street. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, westbound 635 right at Josie. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the tollway. Moving to Carrollton, northbound I-35, right at Beltline. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. Finally in Arlington. And a steady hand to hold that load B. Finally in Arlington, westbound 20, right at Bowman Springs. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Park Springs Boulevard. Listen to Chris Ryan tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Stone Temple Pilots on April 17th at the House of Blue. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Texas Lottery. Cloudy skies and 54 tonight. Sunny tomorrow, high near 80. Right now, it is 61 at 97.1 to Eagle.
KEGL, the Eagle. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right. The guy on two just hung up. He said the open carry law passed 2 years ago?
In Oklahoma, it did.
Oh. But nobody's
really doing it.
I think the reason for that is most people, hopefully, most people still realize the advantage of surprise. And I think that may be why not as many people are walking around with it on their hip. But Texas has a lot more people, and we have bigger cities here. I fully expect to see people walking around with their stuff on their hip.
But you're not going to be able to go into any business that posts a sign that says, no guns.
And you know what? That may actually end up being the greatest deterrent. You may have this law in the books, and it sounds like it's going to pass, but you're right. It's going to be such a pain in the ass for a gun owner to keep constantly taking a gun off his person and putting it somewhere else. It's not even worth carrying it around.
It's kind of like those electronic cigarettes. Like when they first came out, everybody used them everywhere, and now over half the places don't allow them. Any place. I mean, movies, malls, restaurants, no one allows them.
They eventually passed their own little policy saying, it may not be cigarette smoke, but we still don't want your cherry clove flavored air cannon.
Well, obviously, you don't care for them. I didn't think it emitted anything, but vapor.
It does. It's vapor.
It is vapor, but
they can
don't
still
like
smell.
It.
And even if it's just vapor and it's odorless, people are still going to complain about it.
They hate it.
It's weird seeing a cloud coming at you that you know was just inside somebody else's mouth.
True. Very true.
And some of them, man, the vapor cloud, it is, I've seen some where it's 10 times the amount of.
It's really dense.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they're actually making a small cloud.
Yeah. They do custom coils and the kids build them themselves and they can.
They make their own cigarettes?
They build their own coil, which is a mechanism inside the e-cig that creates the vapor.
Okay.
Better the coil, the more vapor.
I like the e-cigs that look like real cigarettes.
Yeah.
I just like, I had one. I forgot what happened to it. I just look like it hanging outside of my mouth, even though I don't smoke.
There is sort of a John Wayne type.
Something trashier. Maybe old, 40s detective movie or just plus, again, you get an argument with somebody, you pull it out, you're holding it between your middle finger and your index finger, and you point it at them. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. And there's just something about shooting fire at somebody or something that's burning.
Especially if then you can like poke them in the chest a little bit too. You can ash on their jacket.
Yeah, I think they banned the e-cigs in this building.
Probably.
Go buy me some more. Okay. The ones that look like cigarettes. Wait, the white trash party. I can put it on the neck of my guitar.
Yeah. That always looks cool.
Who did that? Was it Stevie Ray or Van Halen?
Eddie Van Halen. He's one of few that do that.
Yeah, I tried it with a chaw. I don't stay.
That's just nasty.
Especially if you're doing a long cut.
The downside, if you do that though, with the e-cig, it's just gonna sit there. It's not gonna smoke. It's not gonna be lit up because it only lights up if you puff on it. So I say we just get you a real cigarette. You're not gonna smoke it. You just light it, and let it burn.
I can't stand around cigarette smoke. I just gag. I've never been able to. What is line one?
He's calling about concealed or open carry, rather.
What's he want?
He's saying that if people are given an open carry license, like a CHL license, they'll have to go through some sort of training.
I already said that.
But training just to hang on to their weapon. He's just kind of postulating. He's not saying that's part of the law.
It may be a little more intense as just a regular CHL?
I guess in his opinion, people should have training to be able to hang on to your gun on your holster.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Russ. Hey, I carried a gun on my hip for a living for several years for the state and other agencies. And most of the training, but a lot of the training you go through is weapons retention. How to hang on to that weapon when someone's trying to beat your ass and take it. And the law enforcement holsters have got threat levels on them, different safeties to keep that weapon in the holster. You got a level one, level two, and a level three. They're not going to let these guys run around with Old West holsters, you know. And besides which, you carry that weapon on your hip for a few years, it leaves a permanent bruise. You get tired of it. I own several guns, and I haven't picked one up in probably 4 years.
What did you do where you had to carry a gun?
I was in law enforcement.
You a G-man?
I worked for the state.
Oh. A trooper?
But, no.
Texas Ranger?
No. let's just say that I was around a lot of really bad people constantly.
You a narc?
No. No.
TABC?
They couldn't let me be around all those drugs. They couldn't trust me.
Didn't you seize like 300 pounds of heroin a day?
What? I was?
Thanks, Phil. I didn't think it was 300 pounds.
Oh, it tastes like it.
It already tastes like 280. Mm-hmm. I still got 20.
We think you got into cocaine, Ben.
Well, that's what would make me paranoid about carrying a gun on my hip is you have to. First of all, you better not be texting. This can't be. You can't have a situation where you're not constantly aware of your surroundings because somebody could come up behind you. Mm. And to me, that's why I like the concealed. You can do whatever you want with the open carry. But with the concealed, first of all, they don't know if you have anything, and you don't really have to worry about somebody coming up behind and trying to take it out of your holster.
Yeah.
Or firing it off in your holster. To me, that would be funny.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up?
It's like a gun went off.
Oh no. That what? Actually could be like some horrific new prank people try to try to squeeze off around inside people's holsters. Ha ha ha, run away.
Holster knocking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Dare you use my name? A group is upset after discovering an insensitive description on their receipt at a restaurant in North Dallas. Jerrion Walker, who received the receipt, said, "I looked at it and seen where it said customer name and it said five black guys. I was like, okay, wow."
Are they mad?
Yes.
Why?
He said he could have just put five guys at the bar. That should have been sufficient right there. That's according to Michael Brown, one of the other men who were part of the party. As an older African-American male, that's offensive to me.
Well, was it six? Is that why they were offended?
No. They were mad because the receipt said five black guys as opposed to just five guys.
Maybe everybody else in the bar was white.
They were part of a party outside, and one of the people said, you know, it's...
They were out on the...
Patio.
Oh.
Patio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A restaurant manager offered NBC5 a possible explanation on Monday as to why customer descriptions are used, saying it's often difficult for multiple wait staff to identify people on the busy patio where the group was sitting. He said the restaurant has used ethnic descriptions for other groups in the past, and this is not a targeting of a specific group.
Well, there's got to be a better way to identify a group. Maybe pick one person in the crowd that's wearing something unusual. I don't know. I've never really had to wait tables, so I don't know how hard it is.
From my wife, Tara, she's of the mindset you don't put anything down that you wouldn't want the customer to see. So you put the description in the system as to what it should be, but it still identifies them in a respectable manner.
But this was printed out on their receipt.
Yeah, because that was the way it was entered in the system. It prints off whatever was on there.
Okay.
And the manager of this place said, yeah, we do this on occasion when we're really busy. And I know this place and I've seen it really busy. And I can see where, yeah, they even said, yeah, we'll use ethnic descriptions. These people just happen to be upset that it said five black guys. And the owner of the restaurant has come out and since apologized, saying, this is not accepted. We should not be doing this.
It is accepted if that's the way they've been doing it.
But that's the owner saying it shouldn't be done this way. Whereas the manager is saying, yeah, we do it sometimes. It just kind of helps. It's not meant to be offensive.
So how do you start identifying people?
The easiest way is clothing. Like you said, if you can find something that stands out from the crowd, like guy wearing a Trans Am Firebird polo.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying that would probably stand out. My guess is if you have that shirt and you go anywhere, you're the only person wearing that shirt. Unless you're at a Smokey and the Bandit convention. Anyway, one waiter that was not working at the place says the restaurant didn't mean it in an offensive manner, but others say customer's always right.
I wonder if they would. No.
No.
But that's another story for another time.
Mm.
Would they be offended? I wonder if they would have been offended if it said five African American.
I don't know. That they were offended at this, that it was that they needed the racial component, the racial description. I think it probably would have made them mad if it said five African Americans.
Well, there's a crime, you know, it's okay, three white males, two Hispanics, or, you know, two black males, two whites.
Well, that's necessary for finding, you know, a criminal.
Well, it's to describe somebody. It's not racist. It's just, they happen to be black.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they should have put on the receipt. Five people happen to be black. But that's the other thing is if you're going to put that on there, then you have to make sure you put that on there for everybody. Like five black guys, next ticket, four honkies. Make sure it's even. Cracker table.
Me sitting at the bar by myself. Oak Ridge looking bastard. Oak Ridge boy. Alfie, do I want to take any of these?
Line one.
Okay. Yes, Blake.
Hey, what's up, Russ? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a bartender for like 8 or 9 years, dude. One of my buddies used to work at a bar, and they were really busy, and he was using articles of clothing to name different tabs. Well, there happened to be a black lady wearing a black sweater, so he named her tab black sweater. When she wanted to tab out, he printed out the receipt, and all that printed out on the name was black sweat, and she started to lose her mind. He had to grab her and walk her behind the bar and show her his computer, be like, honey, look, I didn't mean to offend you. Wearing a black sweater does. She's like, all right, whatever, just don't do that again.
You don't know nothing about me. You don't know if I perspire.
Right?
Black sweat from the mooters of booty sweat. Oh my God. I like how she was still mad about it, though. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
Any more, Alfie? Can I have the bottle, Dan?
Oh, yeah. Line six.
Okay.
All the restaurants.
Hang on, I ain't said hello yet.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Greg.
Oh, I said that story, that's kind of bogus because restaurants, they do table numbers by section.
Mm-mm. No, not always, Greg. You got to keep in mind this is at a bar. In addition to it being a restaurant, they were sitting out in the patio. Some places may have a table number, but if you go up to the bar and order a drink, you don't have a table number, and that's what happened with this group.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the other thing you got to keep in mind is don't – I know it's hard. Try not to be offended first. Let them truly offend you, then live in their ass.
I get you.
Because that way, if you wait to really let them offend you, they may actually go off the deep end, and you may really get them in trouble. And then end up owning the place.
All right.
Thank you, boss.
Thank you.
See, if they did, you know, had to describe me, and they just said, you know, the guy that's too old to be in this crowd, I'd be okay with that. Or the, you know, big nose, curly haired guy.
I don't think you'd be okay with that if that was on your ticket and you saw it.
Well, I care. I got mirrors at the house.
It doesn't mean you want to have it confirmed. Just because you think that, you don't want other people thinking it.
Accused wife beater at the bar.
Yeah, would you want to see that on your ticket?
Yeah, if it helped them identify me. As long as it said, charges dropped.
Yeah, nice little postscript.
Can you not change, once it's entered into the system, you can't change whatever's printed out on the receipt?
I think you can clear it out and change it before you give the receipt, yeah. But that's
but if
that's asking a lot of yourself to remember to do that.
Well, but if you're you're entering then the information and then you're not intending to be racist, you don't think, hey, I need to change this.
Right. Yeah, you just put something down that was, in fact, to you, identifiable. However, just because you don't think it's offensive, you have to keep in mind, you're not one of the five black guys who would probably prefer you just write down five guys or guy whoever the guy was that ordered, you describe what shirt he was wearing.
Five guys in the patio that probably would not be in the Klan.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm confused. You mean the KKK or Wu-Tang?
That's a good point. You got to be more specific.
Wanna go.
Wait. Hood or Woo?
Yeah.
That's a fun game to play.
It's like the, well, they were Indian.
Don't say it.
No, I don't intend to. But you're right, I like that. Hood or Woo?
These are the big questions of our time.
Let me ask this. Did they have attitude?
That is a hint.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:35, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by Dart. Get started off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway, right at Harvest Hill. Just before 635, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is back-to-back from Royal. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Josie, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is back-to-back from the tollway. In Garland, westbound 635, right at Centerville, Ferguson, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is back-to-back from I-30. And finally, in Richardson, southbound 75, right at Campbell, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is back-to-back from the bush. Caller number 9 wants a pair of tickets to BFD 2015, plus a pair of tickets to go see Godsmack April 17th, Southside Ballroom, plus a meet and greet with Godsmack. Call now, it's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Mooya Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Cloudy, 54 tonight, tomorrow sunny and 79. Right now, 61 and 97.1, the Eagle.
He'd been married a little bit over 2 months. His wife's name is Joanne. I was at the hospital when they pronounced him dead. And, I'd hoped to have finished my time as Dallas chief without losing any police officers.
Hi, this is Joanne Jackson. My husband, Dallas Police Officer Brian Howard Jackson, gave his life serving our city in 2005. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas, Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, Daniel, what else you got?
I've also got, speaking of the Wu-Tang Clan, you're going to need to pull up cut number 5. This is on a recent episode of Divorce Court, and it featured a woman who was accused of cheating on a guy when she went to a concert.
He accused me of sleeping with the entire Wu-Tang Clan.
She did.
That is so odd. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are the chances of me bringing up Wu-Tang Clan?
Very, very slim. That's why I saw the opportunity in which to segue into the audio.
He accused me of sleeping with the entire Wu-Tang Clan.
She did.
Do you even know the Wu-Tang Clan?
She went backstage.
I did. So you did know them?
Well, yes. I had an amazing night one night. I had a really good opportunity.
It was amazing, all right.
Hey, Mr. Sellers,
it was amazing.
Well, how amazing was it?
It was...
She gave Wu some things.
I did not know.
Mr. Sellers, you got to
stop. Nothing inappropriate happened. And let me just, put on the record that Wu-Tang is nothing but gentlemen. They treated me highly respectful. I would never cheat on him. But also, I don't know if this is appropriate to say, but I would never be like a bus down or a groupie in mm-hmm. that type of situation. Mm-hmm. It just so
bus
happened.
Down. That's a new one. I don't know bus down.
That
I
yeah. would be bus
okay.
down.
So bus down.
I kept my lady points together. Okay. Uh-huh. And, but basically what happened is I met Wu-Tang. I got on their tour bus. I went back to the hotel and I was just hanging out all night. And it was amazing. And I mean, we were not doing anything.
Oh, she, the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There ain't no reason to go back to the bus unless you plan on
let alone the hotel.
Uh-huh. Oh, she with the hotel too?
She was there all night.
Oh. Without her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she the Wu-Tang Clan.
Maybe even some of their family members.
Bus down.
I kept my lady points together, okay? Uh-huh. But basically what happened is I met Wu-Tang, I got on their tour bus, I went back to the hotel, and I was just hanging out all night, and it was amazing. And I mean, we were not doing anything but talking. And now I lost track of time, and I didn't really look at the time, and all of a sudden I look at my clock, and I'm 7 a.m, and I was like, I gotta get out of here. And so I jumped in a taxi, and I went home immediately, and he starts accusing me of sleeping with them all. And
but you stayed out all night, got on a tour bus with a like band or a group. Said? I mean, that's bus down behavior, is it not?
It might be.
How did the judge just... What?
I don't know.
Well, you can't... It was a cliffhanger. Well, I know she did. She come home and all of a sudden a gold chain fell out her...
There's a bit of a hint.
She's that big of a fan of the Wu-Tang Clan. That's the first thing I'm going to think about as a guy. You're out all night. You get on their tour bus. You go back to their hotel, and you don't come back until the morning. She screwed the Wu-Tang Clan.
And as a guy, we all would assume that. Why were you so late? You're supposed to be back hours ago. Oh, they invited me backstage. Oh, my God, you did what?
You went backstage. Yeah, well, wait, you're not going to let me finish. I went backstage, but then later, I got on their tour bus.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I didn't just stay backstage. And I didn't stay on the tour bus that long, because their hotel was close. He seems pretty calm about the whole event. Have they been, do you know any backstory at all?
No.
Okay. I just wonder if they've been apart for a while and then, I wonder, I've never seen Divorce Court. First of all, I think Divorce Court was on TV in the 60s, 70s. It's been around for a while. It's probably not the same one.
No, I didn't realize it had actually been around that
I think
long.
It had been on before. But I wonder how much of it's binding. Yeah, you know, like like People's Court.
Right. Yeah, because people, they always have that disclaimer that comes to the show saying people have agreed to whatever is decided on by Judge Judy or Wapner, whoever, that they will, they'll follow it.
I love Judge Judy.
I think, I'm not sure, but I've read someplace she makes more than Oprah.
She does.
Oh, yeah.
She was actually making more than Oprah when Oprah was still on TV. Now that Oprah's not on TV anymore, she's just... Yeah, it's just like $40 million a year type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A year.
That's more than Letterman, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like I think Letterman's making like 20, 25.
Who did she? What?
How?
Yep.
It's that syndication money, man.
Well, I know syndication money, but what is it about Judge Judy that makes her such a hot commodity? And for a long time, it's not like it was, a couple of years, she's really hot. And sure. It's not like she was the sigh of People's Court.
Could be because her show is just so cheap compared to other talk shows like Ellen or Oprah. You don't have to hire half as many people.
Uh-huh.
What looks cheap?
I'm just saying cost effective.
There's not a huge staff. As far as, coming up with different, booking multiple guests for a 1 hour show or all this, it's a half-hour show.
And it's hilarious. She is hilarious.
I know exactly what Judge Coors needs to do when he retires.
I agree.
Because he's told me stories of different things that's gone on in his court, and he He's fair, and a lot of times it bothers him when he has to go by the law, even though he knows the right thing to do is not really what the law dictates.
I hate that.
So Judge Judy's like that, too.
But Judge Coors, if you're an attorney and you're not ready to go, and you say anything but a direct answer to Judge Coors' question, he's all over your ass. Did you file the paperwork by Friday at 5? Well, you see what happened? I'm going to ask you again.
Ooh.
Did you file the paperwork by Friday at 5?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got here. Last chance. Mm-mm. This is going to be a yes or a no. And Judge Coors kind of sounds like Elvis when he's had a few silver bullets. I'm going to ask you one more time, man. And if it ain't yes or no, contempt, I'm going to lock you up. Now, did you get the paperwork in by 5? Ooh. All right, 10 days.
I think I've said this before. I can't remember. I may have just thought it. We all need to take a day where he knows, Judge Coors knows, it should be an interest, like a good day in court. Good for spectating.
Let's look at, he can look at his docket and see what's coming up.
Yeah, and then we all take a day and we just spectate.
Yeah.
You don't even know Judge Coors.
Well, I want to meet him. I like watching those court shows. I find it very interesting. I have
you like if I don't know how much he gets away with. I know what he can get away with, but I don't know what he actually does in his court.
I know that real court is way less entertaining in real life than it is on TV.
I loved my jury.
Unless you're sitting in one of the tables,
then it's real interesting.
It's compelling.
I say we go.
You want to go everywhere, and you never do.
You never go.
I go all the time.
We make all these plans, and then they always fall through.
When Rob Zombie was up here and cut up that liner, mm-hmm. didn't we all go out for drinks over at the Loon?
Yep.
You're a liar
about
that.
You don't know.
No one called me.
Why would anybody call you? Nobody knew that you were a fan of Rob Zombie?
Chloe has known that for I don't know how many years.
Known what?
That I'm a fan of Rob.
Rob who? Schneider?
Oh, my gosh.
You got to get you a better Rob.
He has known that since I was 19.
I didn't realize you'd known Kenzie that long.
I hadn't either.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet her? At a petting zoo?
No.
Well, they charged to pet her.
Well, it's not there, just a group of friends.
Did you know that?
I did not. Although I am a firm believer that, you know, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon or just in general.
Separation.
Yeah. It's way less with Chloe. Everyone in the Metroplex somehow knows Chloe. They are,
by at least two or three people.
Yes. You will know someone that knew someone that once partied with Chloe or whatever.
Well, Chloe tends to stand out when he parties.
He does. And that's part of the reason.
I remember the first time I partied with Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
It was a station trip to...
Oh, God.
It was either Cancun, Huatulco, Cozumel, something like that. We're at the Hard Rock Cafe. It was probably Cancun. Wasn't it the Hard Rock?
Yeah. But I think that was the Cozumel trip. We had the big-ass bottle of Corona.
Yes. Chloe comes up. He's got his camera. And he hands it. I thought, I'm sitting at the bar. And I thought he was going to want me to take a picture of him. Mm-hmm. He hands me the camera and then falls down. That's why he handed the camera, because he didn't want to break it. He knew he was about to pass out.
It's all about timing, man.
Yeah. And it was almost instantaneous. Take this and then... okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have time to focus.
And that is another reason why we need to take a show trip.
Yeah.
Well, where do you guys want to... Shut up. You're not going. You always say, yeah, and then it's whatever. And if we will go to Billy Bob. Billy Bob's, yeah?
Yes.
And see Merle. But that's not that big of a show trip.
No.
Okay.
Unless you just want to go someplace. Get to... Limo George has huge party buses. Yep. I mean, like tour buses that we've taken out before. Took it out at Halloween once and hit all the haunted houses. It was so big. There was room. We went. We took some of the guys from Mike Mraz's band, Back in Black, and we just played on the bus.
That's awesome.
So where do you want to go?
Hmm.
We didn't really take a vacation for spring break because I took most of that spread out over 3 months.
Let's go to Arizona.
What? Why?
Because I like Arizona. It's pretty.
How about we go to New York?
Well, I'm not having to go to New York because Bob Pittman's coming down for Edgefest.
Wow. Las Vegas.
You don't have any money?
I'll get some. I've never been legally. I've been, but never legally.
When did you go illegally?
When I was little.
You know you can go to Las Vegas be any age.
Oh. Well, now I can have fun.
Were you being held against your will?
No.
Because if they cross state lines, that's a man act.
That's right.
No.
All I remember is we stopped and got a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
And why was that?
I don't know. I was in a damn hurry.
Let's go party in Vegas.
And then somebody wanted to wait for Hush Puppies, and I told them we ain't got time for that shit.
Do that. Go back to Cancun, Cozumel.
That's not a show trip.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it is, but I hate flying coach. I flew business class once.
Don't fly coach.
Oh, I'm not. If you do a charter thing, I don't think there is a first class.
Yeah, there is.
You know, whatever. I got to fly business class once by accident. I didn't pay for it. They just had room on the plane to get us back from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what first class is like, but business class, that was the had reclining chairs, had a little monitor that swung in front of you so you could watch TV. It's before iPads, stuff like this.
Right.
That. I was like, I don't care how long the flight is. We can sit on the tarmac as long as I can sit here and look at porn.
Get you an airline blanket.
Louisiana.
Man, that guy in that blanket, he must have a psoriasis or something.
Oh, my God.
That blanket's moving fast.
That poor soul.
We could try a road trip. You brought up Smokey and the Bandit. We could do the Bandit run from Texarkana to Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not either. Why would you want to do that? Do you want to go steal Coors and then bring it back over state line?
You brought it up. It sounds like it might be fun.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but it's probably still against the law.
It probably is. I think it's illegal to take Texas beer in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's rage.
Why? Oklahoma has, what is it?
3-2 beer.
What do they call
it? You can take it in. You just...
You can't give it to somebody who lives in Oklahoma?
That I don't know. I don't know why you'd give away your beer anyway, but no. My dad drives
What do they call that?
Near beer.
Near beer.
Yeah. My dad. They live
why is it lower in Oklahoma? Is it for the obvious reason?
Yes.
We have enough problems.
Mm-hmm.
Do they sell liquor in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Well, who cares? Is it light? Is it near liquor?
No, it's still good, strong liquor. Just the beer is just the near beer for whatever reason. But yeah, it's like Oklahomans will drive. Like my dad lives like 15 minutes from the Kansas border. On the north side of the Oklahoma border in Kansas, it is stocked full of beer stores for that specific reason. Oklahomans cross the border, stock up on regular beer, and take it home.
That's crazy.
Are there other states that only allow near beer? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense if you allow alcohol, whiskey.
I know Utah does. They do the same thing. I'm not sure about any others.
Utah, I don't get. Oklahoma, I get.
Utah, the Mormon factor. The religious factor. That's what I've heard anyway. I don't know if that's
true. Mormons don't control all of Utah.
No, they don't.
Okay, I see the phone's lighting up. Somebody's going to explain to me the near beer thing. But again, there's no logical thinking there if you allow any proof whiskey.
Yeah, and I've asked my dad that before, because dad still lives there, and I don't even think he really even knew. It was just something they've always just kind of put up with, and just they just know where to go to get the real stuff.
Maybe that's why Jerry Jones brought those topless dancers from Ardmore, brought them down here.
Mm.
Takes too long to get them drunk in Oklahoma.
It's just more cost effective to bring
them
here.
To fly them down here and party on the bus. And give them real beer with what's the alcohol content in beer?
It's like 3.84 or something like that.
Yeah, it varies between 3.8 and 5.1 or 5.6.
For the standard stuff, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A waste. Oh, look at me. I'm drinking 8-proof.
I know. You're like, oh, did you have 10 beers? Let me slow clap you. Good job.
Wow. 10 beers. 10, and they're all about 8-proof. I don't know how you're still breathing. Beer. It's tasty.
Yes, it is.
It's refreshing on certain days. Certainly a nice Bud Light, or whoever advertises on the station.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Light?
Yes.
I like Tecate.
I do, too.
What's that cheap stuff they give you when you go to Mexico? You get off the plane and immediately hand you something.
Sol.
Mm-hmm. Sol's good. I like Sol.
Mm-hmm.
So they've kind of raised the bar in Cancun. I mean, it's pretty much Corona. All over the place now.
That really depends on who you ask. I was at a resort once, and a guy went up to the swimming bar and said, I want a Corona. The place only carried on tap Dos Equis. So the bartender took the Dos Equis, filled it up 3/4, and topped the rest off with water and handed it to him.
Man, that's the strongest Corona I've ever had.
So it's like, I actually really enjoyed that because I liked seeing even Mexicans, like we here in America, will have their beer snobbery.
Alfie, what do you got?
People calling about Oklahoma beer law.
I knew it. Which one?
Line 2.
Yes, Kyle. 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 I'm going to do this till he answers.
Oh, please, God.
There are a lot of talk shows that do this.
I know.
It's like, oh, we have to take this. What else am I going to do for content?
That's also how you know that there's no one else on hold when they really want that one guy. Please, God, talk to me.
Yeah. Let me put that one on hold. Okay, it's on hold. And Larry will talk to the producer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That slipped out.
Something tells me that was not unintentional.
I'm Larry North, and I'm ready to take Kyle's call. Well, why don't you just take another one? Kyle. I hate that. What did he want?
He was saying what everyone else is calling it with. You can buy regular beer at a liquor store in Oklahoma.
Mm, that's right.
Oh. So why would they sell the near beer? Why would anybody sell the near beer?
In the grocery stores, I guess.
Exactly.
Grocery stores and gas stations, mm-hmm. It's near beer. Liquor stores carries the potent stuff.
Huh. Almost like districting, you know, like we have here. You can wet areas, dry areas.
Yeah.
It's kind of a moist area.
Yes.
At a gas station.
Yeah.
Okay, you can buy alcohol, but it's near beer.
Ew.
But you can buy all the gasoline you want and huff it.
Sometimes you just got to adapt.
We got a break. One more, Alfie?
Line 5.
All right. Yes, Blake?
Hey, what's up, dude?
You just called. You called earlier.
Yeah, I did.
I know your voice.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I sit here and drink with you guys every afternoon.
What are you drinking?
Right now, Jim Beam.
Okay. Go ahead.
But anyways, went up to Illinois River a few years back. It's up in Oklahoma, about like 7 hours northwest of here. Floating the river, big deal on July 4th. We brought a bunch of that Keystone Ice. It's like 8-10%, whatever. There were cops walking around checking people's coolers, and if you had the wrong beer, they would take it and give you a ticket. Me and my friends didn't get popped, but we saw somebody else get popped. They said it was about a $150 ticket. And second point on that whole grocery store versus liquor store thing,
it's probably a distribution rights issue, similar to what is happening right now in Texas Congress with the craft breweries. They're trying to get a bill passed right now to limit craft breweries to self-distribution of only 5,000 barrels. I think right now it's at like 10 or 15,000. And that will put down.
Anybody know what he's talking about?
Breweries here in Texas, there are a lot of them. No. Just like, dude, if I can't self-distribute, I'm a small brewery, I'm going to go under.
Good. I hate those breweries. If it ain't distilled, it ain't worth my time. Oh, look, here's something that's, you know, like almost 4% alcohol. 8 proof. You really think I'm going to waste the time to drink something 8 proof? NyQuil is 20 proof. Isn't it 10% alcohol?
It used to be. I think they changed.
It used to be 25% alcohol. NyQuil used to be 50 proof.
That's right.
back in the good old days.
Really?
It's like, hey, liquor stores are closed. Well, I guess it's time. I got allergies. Yeah, I think it was. It was 25% alcohol.
Well, no wonder it put kids to sleep.
I think NyQuil still might be 25% alcohol.
I know.
Is that why it makes me feel weird?
No.
Oh.
Remember that day that you said you were feeling funny and you were down?
Mm-hmm.
It's that syndrome. That's why you feel funny.
Mm-hmm.
You got it bad.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
609. Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlace.com Traffic Center, Alvy Coy is an Eagle Flag Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Mooyah Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. It started off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Josie. You got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Preston Road. About a 15-minute delay. In Richardson, northbound 75, running Beltline, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Forest. And finally, in Richardson, southbound 75, running Campbell, got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from Plano Parkway. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Nikki Sixx at 6 a.m. plus a meet and greet passes this Saturday at the Bomb Factory. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Tonight, cloudy and 54. Tomorrow, sunny. A high of 79. Right now, 61. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show, only on the Eagle.
What's the matter?
Oh, I was sweating bullets. Don't mess it up, don't mess it up, don't mess it up.
As I tell Kenzie, I said, all right, watch me.
Right.
Oh, man.
You go from camera to camera to camera. Only the one thing. Then she's going, you know, I did the point of my eyes. Like,
watch me.
Me. And she goes.
She just mouths, what?
Yeah.
What? Uh-huh. I said, okay. I went, okay.
Yeah, we got to work on your facial expressions.
Yeah.
Because you may have said, okay, but it still looks like, what?
What? Who are you texting, Charlie?
Nobody. Just looking at my emails, making sure there's nothing important coming across.
Okay. Get any emails from Bob Pittman?
No, just from you.
Which at this point is almost the same.
Thank you. Yeah. It's
that was good.
Yeah.
Kind of slipped past me. I sent Charlie, our new general manager, an email this morning. I went, thank you for putting up with us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. I said something else kind. And then I get back, hey, it was a blast, blah, blah. And I sent back, I went, really? I sent a heartfelt email like that, and that's a reply I get is some kind of smiley face and a, hey, it's a blast.
He might have been busy when he got it and just sent a quick reply.
Hey.
What?
Who's busier than me?
Nobody.
I run all the audio. Sometimes I have to do the video. I come in and set up the lights, set up the cameras. You keep the ratings up.
It's a lot for one radio show.
Kicking so much ass. I got time to take their names. I just kicked their ass. Emailing Bob Pittman.
I'd like to point out you've got to be the only air talent in the company that willingly emails the CEO.
Well, sometimes he starts it.
Okay, yeah.
Well, he started it by volunteering to cut the PSA for the foundation.
That is true. In that case, it's all his fault.
So I've thanked him, and then it started some type of relationship, which is why I've now changed the signature on all my emails.
To?
Didn't I send you a copy?
Yeah, but I'm helping you.
Yeah, you know, it's supposed to say iHeartMedia is a, you know, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
Now it just says, Russ, best buddies.
Oh, my God.
With Bob Pittman, CEO and president of iHeartMedia.
You are so sad.
It's just to remind upper management if I have to email them.
I don't think they need the reminder. Usually when you're emailing upper management, it's because you're telling them, I'm going to tell Bob.
It's pretty effective, though.
See? Even Charlie's like, yeah, it works.
Yeah, I've been here a month now, and I'm pretty astutely aware of what that it means.
And up until a month ago, what kind of relationship did you have with Bob Pittman?
Yeah, I don't even know if he knew my name.
Now he does.
Yo, absolutely he does.
Did I not send an email to Bob Pittman saying that they made a good choice?
They did. Thank you. I'm a little scared because I'm not sure what I owe you now. But
you know what? I got an email back from Bob. I can call him that. You can't. he said, you realize that's going to make Charlie even more paranoid.
You know what I love? Many things, but I really love when people of power are self-aware. And not just self-aware, but have a sense of humor about it.
Are we talking about me or Pittman?
Both, but specifically in this instance, Pittman. Because he can send back to you, you realize what this is going to do to poor Charlie.
Even though it was just, I said, just so you know, this was to Mr. Pittman, that we're not running amok down here. I said, I sent this email to Charlie this morning that just said, thank you for putting up with us. We appreciate it. I'm sure it's going to be a pleasure working for you. And I've noticed the syntax that Charlie uses. He says, Charlie always says with.
Yes, he does.
And I almost used for with him working for us.
Yeah, I know. I also pay attention to that.
Yeah, I noticed that as well.
But it's... this is an ultimate compliment. It's beginning to feel like with, you know, Pittman and Charlie or Mr.
That was the drop button, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making sure.
Yeah. The dump button is not for the listeners. It's for me.
Yeah.
It started to feel like the days where we were at CBS, where everything was comfortable. You look forward to coming to work. There was no corporate BS. For me, that's the ultimate compliment. I consider those the salad days, and I do now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad I could be a part of them.
You realize you're going to be the new Gavin Spittle.
No.
Oh.
No.
See, even Kenzie got that one.
Yeah.
What?
And I don't even know who Gavin is.
It doesn't sound appropriate, nor does it sound fitting for my role.
We probably won't bother you that often. We didn't bother David Henry, the GM at CBS, a lot.
We did a little bit, yeah, but that was, he needed it. He was always smiling. And
you're accurate. I do know David. And that's
you know David Henry?
Very well.
We used to hide a car alarm in his office, and we would call him, and we could fire it off remotely. It was on a, you know, we put it on a little battery. He would lose his mind. One day, he just, live on air, he just went, damn it, you bunch of kids. And I went, what did you call me?
Yeah. Swearing on his own station.
And you called me a kid?
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky I only got one cannon and I'm firing off outside your office. Baby.
Yeah.
How do you know David Henry?
Just the business being around. The same way the first day I was here when you and I got that text from across the street.
From Brian Purdy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brian Purdy's a big drinker.
Is he?
Oh, he showed up at my house one night around midnight. Toasted.
Good for him. That's stressful.
Russ! Gavin warned him. He said, don't go over to Russ's house, beating on the door. He goes, someone could get shot. But have you enjoyed it so far? Are you situated yet?
No. Corporate apartment down the street.
Where is it?
I'm not telling you that. Down the road.
You know what the sad thing is? He's not telling you because he's worried about listeners finding out. He doesn't want you specifically to know where he is.
Correct.
He'd rather the listeners know.
Exactly.
I'm glad you invited me to come stay at your place. Correct. I caught that.
You can. There's plenty of room upstairs.
Yeah. You said you don't use the second floor.
I don't know what's up there anymore. I've seen pictures.
Nice ones.
But yes, everything's been great. Dallas is wonderful and very welcoming. I'm glad to be here.
Dallas-Fort Worth
is welcoming. I'm glad to be here.
Have you been to Fort Worth yet?
Saturday. Going on Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
Why? Why are you going? Community service?
Exactly. How did you know?
I don't know. They do that with DWIs. What do I have to do? Got to go to Fort Worth. Oh, no. Can I just stay locked up for a while? No, that's one of my things is our city of license is Fort Worth.
Correct.
And a lot of times, you know, people go, oh, hey, everything's going on in Dallas. You know, we're a 100,000-watt station that covers all of North Texas. We're not just Dallas. We're not just Fort Worth. Me, I'm omnipotent.
That's a big word.
It is.
If only he knew what it meant.
I know what it means.
Okay, so you're Dallas. You're not just Dallas. You're not just Fort Worth. You're all of DFW, which makes you...
omnipotent.
All-knowing.
I thought it was sterile.
That's...
What?
What, Alvin?
It's not all-knowing.
What does that mean?
No, I'm... all-knowing is omniscient.
But I'm everywhere.
That's omnipresent.
What is omnipotent?
All-powerful.
Well, that's what I am. I'm a juggernaut. You want to see the ratings?
I seen them.
Okay.
Yeah, Alfie, he printed them off.
And that's why I'm kind to everybody, because I don't want Charlie to think, okay, got a guy with ratings, he's going to be a dick to me. And we have been, but it's been good natured.
Right.
I was just thinking to myself, and when did that not happen?
Yeah. Yeah. Example A, Bob Pittman is a dick bumper sticker.
That was on my car.
Yeah.
Surprising to me.
Kibler loved it.
Thanks.
She loved it because it wasn't her car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pittman liked it too.
The one day I can pull my truck in forward instead of backwards because there's no other car there.
I told Alfie, I went, he backs in the spot. He never sees his rear bumper.
Right.
We could put all kinds of bumper stickers on the back of his truck. Hey, I don't brake for guess who. I run over people for no reason, which you've done. You've run over cars.
I had a little incident with the Hyundai once.
I honked.
Yeah, that's supposed to, you know, mitigate all the damages.
It was a little Hyundai. I mean, it wasn't a big one.
Drove over the car in his, what do you drive, a Raptor?
Yeah.
Is that the biggest that Ford makes?
No, but it's the funnest that Ford makes.
The fastest.
What size engine?
6.2 liter V8.
How many horsepower?
I don't know. 6.2 liter V8.
You know how much horsepower.
A lot.
I don't think he does. I think he just knows 6.2 liter V8, and then it goes fast.
It sucks gas.
6.2 would be... I can't do the conversion. Like, why is it 6... What, Alvin?
I'm Googling right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
360, 330, 350, 340, I don't know.
What year is it?
14.
Hey, what that number one show in Dallas Fort Worth talk about? General manager's truck. How much horsepower? You know, Bob Pittman's got a Tesla.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You don't know him.
I don't know him. Who is he again? He doesn't know my name.
He's the president and CEO of iHeartMedia.
I've heard he's a very powerful man.
That's what I told him.
It's a 6.2 liter V8 with 411 horsepower and 434 foot pound of torque.
That's cute. That's nice. I'm sorry, that's nice. What?
What's the Batmobile have?
Oh, the Batmobile right now, it's that 460 engine that only puts out like 212 horsepower.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why I'm having it changed out.
To?
I don't know. Ford 427 racing engine that Jerry Reynolds is. Right, why do you want to meet with Jerry?
I know some people that know him.
You going to try and get him on the air?
Maybe. If it's the right thing for him. If not, no.
Charlie sent me an email. He goes, could you set up a meeting with me and Jerry Reynolds? Oh, and I think I can.
No. Yeah.
How long that take?
About 36 seconds.
Nice.
Thank you.
You a powerful man.
Yes, I am. And I'm feeling it right now.
I bet. Stay seated.
No.
There's no need to have you going around showing off for the room.
The power.
I want Charlie to hold my balls.
Oh, no. Let's not do that.
Yeah, I knew that email didn't come free of charge.
It never does.
What did you do in Houston?
GM of a station.
Well, which one?
Spanish language.
Do you speak Spanish?
K-L-O-L. Does it look like I speak Spanish?
Well, Anna DeHaro speaks Spanish, but she doesn't look like she would speak Spanish.
I speak enough to get in trouble, and that's about it.
And also explains why all the times we called K-L-O-L for rock information, they didn't know it either.
Yeah. We didn't know when we were, you know, one of our concerts was BFD or something. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, let's call a rock station. Maybe they know.
That's not a rock station anymore.
Yeah. So I'm going to guess Stevens and Pruitt aren't doing mornings there now.
No. No, they're not. They've decided to move on to do something different.
Well, I think one of them died.
They did.
Yeah.
And we know what Pruitt's doing.
Correct.
He's selling guns.
That's right.
Yeah, we've had Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy Pruitt on before. He loves to sell guns.
Mm-hmm. He loves him some guns.
You know, he got caught in a plane one time.
Nope.
Smuggling guns.
Nope.
He flew a plane into a tree or whatever, and the eagle had to go get him. He was stuck upside down.
Had you really not heard this story?
I've heard this story.
Okay, so
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could tell. I think he had the look in his eye like he was trying to play dumb. Uh-huh. Like, no, I've never heard of it, as he's nodding up and down. Oh, I know all about it. I was in the plane with him.
Tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
The plane.
You're looking at Jimmy going, what do we do? I don't know about you, but I'm getting the out of here. What about the plane and the guns? Leave them.
Mm-hmm. These seatbelts unbuckle, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't unbuckle that right now. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Charlie?
You know, if you keep writing emails like that, somewhere along the way, I'm going to be holding some I don't want to hold.
Mine is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That makes me feel so much better.
How many candidates were up for GM for this cluster?
You know, I don't know. Had to have been a lot. This is a very important place.
Because I asked Kibler, I went, who picked Charlie for GM? I said, it was a good choice. I'm not kissing your ass because I don't have to. I've got numbers.
Correct. And you're best friends with Bob.
Not best friends. I think he tolerates me because I have numbers.
Yeah, I think if we were a 20th, Bob would not be corresponding.
Yeah. Bob, I would get everything would be bounced back, or I'd get in the mail a TRO. So I'm not coming to New York. Why you got a restraining order against me?
Yeah.
But I told Kibler, he made a good choice. He goes, well, I picked him. What'd he do? Well, what, nothing yet. I said, I just like him. He seems like a good guy. I said, that's the atmosphere that you want. You don't want somebody running around just micromanaging, you know, making everybody go, oh, damn, Charlie's coming.
Yeah.
You want to go, hey, Charlie's coming. Let's get his pants.
I'm not exactly sure if that's, you know, the type of energy he wants to put out for the, you know, all the employees.
Well, he probably does. It's an atmosphere where you want to do well because you like who you work for. We've just been fortunate enough to have numbers. And the higher our numbers go, the more humble I get, which keeps them off guard. Man, with ratings like that, he could be a real dick every day. But I'm not.
No, instead, you just show occasional glimpses of it.
You want to see it?
No. No. I didn't stutter, right?
No, that was a quick response.
Yeah, that was well done.
You could see him already thinking, he's going to ask me to look at his penis.
Again.
I have pictures of it in different dress. I have it dressed up like Batman.
Honestly, Charlie, it's surprisingly not that offensive in costume.
I've sent guys pictures on the show around Halloween. I would dress my penis up as different things.
Mm-hmm. It was like a costume fashion show.
Party.
Put a top hat. I'm not kidding.
Little, mm-hmm. part, little party in your pants.
Put a top hat on it, a monocle, and a walking cane.
Yep.
Mr. Penis Nut. I dressed it like Columbo once. Put a floaty eye on it. What else did I dress my penis up like?
Batman, of course.
Oh, what else?
Like Mr. Peanut, I think.
Yeah, we already said that. Thanks for following along with the show. Oh, I stuck ears and a nose on it once, like Mr. Potato Head.
That's a good one. That was right. Any Captain Jack Sparrow, anything like that?
Nah, the newer stuff I'm not really into.
Okay.
I dressed it up like a cowboy once.
Any particular cowboy?
One of them's obvious.
All right.
But I don't want to say Woody.
Too late.
I know. I dressed my balls up like a pony. It was a nice shot. I have a couple of glamour shots of it if you want.
Yes.
With a little boa around it.
Yeah.
My finger holding the head up. You hate it here, don't you?
I just want to know why Chloe has toenail polish on.
Dude, you're going to have to. The first day I met Chloe when I started at the Eagle, second go round, was it 93?
Yes.
Chloe came into the studio. I had never met him before. He was working in promotions. He was wearing a denim pant leg on his head.
That's just his thing. That's Chloe.
I've never asked
him. I'm in.
There's no fashion template with Chloe. He had cut off some jeans and made, you know, shorts out of them. He goes, well, I'm not throwing denim away. These are tough skins.
Acid wash, do it on
the head. So he put it on his head. He looked like a white trash Denny's chef.
All right, I'm digging it. I was just thinking about some other things and looked down and saw painted toes on Chloe.
Oh, you should see.
I mean, they look good.
It does. He's always had that done.
He has great feet too. He takes care of them.
You should see his taint. We're late, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll pass on that, if you don't mind.
No, that's all right.
We'll save that for another time.
No, just go ahead. Just run and do your power play.
We'll be back. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Damn, it's already 6:40. It's about 6:40. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy's and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-30, right at Lamar Griffin. Got an accident there blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Lawnview. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, right at Webb Chapel. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from Preston Road. Into Carrollton, eastbound of the Bush, right at Rosemead. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Kelly Trinity Mills. And finally, in Richardson, northbound 75, right at Beltline, got an accident there. This one is now in the clearing stages. Traffic still kind of slow back in Forest Lane. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Cloudy tonight, 54 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high near 80. Right now, 61. The 97.1, the Eagle.
Yeah. Suke.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
That's what your afternoon show does, Charlie.
That's magic.
Shut up. Don't encourage him.
Oh, man.
You know that we may get the presents on Merle Haggard playing at Billy Bob's.
What time are we going?
Do you know what that means, the presents?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means we get the we get the naming rights to it.
It means we officially own the concert.
Yeah,
only because I got drunk over Christmas and sang Merle Haggard.
What?
This is before you started here, so you're all right.
That's all right.
What, Kenzie?
I didn't know that.
What? You knew that I sang Merle Haggard?
No, that you get the presents we may. Or whatever, presents.
Billy Bob presents. Presents means that you're the official station of that concert. You can say, let's say Poison's coming to town. The Eagle welcomes Poison if it's not our concert.
Right.
But if it's our concert, it would be the Eagle presents.
Oh, presents.
Correct.
I thought you were you saying.
Bye. But all of a sudden.
Was he listening? Was Merle listening?
No.
Oh.
Do you want the story?
Yeah.
I'll make it quick. It was a Christmas vacation. They were running Best Of, and I was up here working in the studio.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah. I just don't show up for work. And I needed to. The alarm went off at my house, and I didn't feel like calling the Frisco Police Department, so I just said, hey, let's go live. I'll just use the radio because I know all the cops listen.
That's convenient.
So we did traffic. I told the cops, hey, the chick at the house, is she's cool. Don't arrest her. And then we stayed on for like another 2 hours. I only meant to stay on like 6 minutes. And then after 7 o'clock, when the buzz is kicking, somebody called and went,
hey, sing that Merle Haggard song.
When I'm not doing it on a rock station.
I gave you $500 for the foundation.
And then Ben Garrison. Do you know who Walt Garrison is?
Yeah.
Former Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboy legend.
Yeah.
Ben Garrison, his son, called and goes,
hey, I got $1,000 to the foundation for them to do whatever it is that they want you to do.
Oh, and all right. It's after 7 o'clock. Can't hurt my numbers. I'm going to piss off Nikki Six. And in that 2 minutes and 12 seconds that I took me to sing that song, we made almost $4,000 for the foundation.
Congratulations.
Not really.
Why?
I mean, it was great for the foundation. Just really, really bad for Russ's newfound love for country music.
I finally came out of the
country closet.
The country closet. I got tired of. I can stand Merle. The old stuff, like was it Dave Dudley? Bob Wills?
Keith Whitley.
Who's Keith Whitley?
Old stuff.
Hate it.
Okay.
Conway Twitty?
Don Williams.
Oh.
See, his dad made him listen to it as a kid.
Clearly.
So, yeah. There's some serious hate.
What about the new stuff? You like the new stuff?
I like Luke Bryan.
Man, I love Luke Bryan.
You know... Do you know who Luke Bryan is?
Yeah. Hey, who's this? Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Hi.
Hi.
That man looks important. I can tell by his threads.
I sure would like to fall off the stage onto him.
My pants are so tight.
What about Jason Aldean?
We only do so many people. Dan does Luke Bryan.
That's a good one.
It's completely accidental.
I don't do anything. Little bro car. You want some Brokaw? Good evening. This is Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News in New York. An asteroid is headed towards the planet Earth, but first, birthdays. And absolutely nothing happened today in Ferrugia because I can't say it. That's all I can do, really.
Christopher Walken?
That's Dan's.
You're good at it, too.
Do it.
No.
I'm really into one word impressions. Ha! No.
And it's funny how he gets into his Luke Bryan. He has to turn his mic off and goes,
I'm Luke Bryan. Hi.
I get to do something to sort of set yourself into the character.
I've got a piece of the Merle thing from the Drunken Christmas stupor, if you want it.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to hear that?
And I'm not going to play the whole thing. But everybody that called in and promised cash did.
Well, that's what you do when you call in and promise.
Well, it's not like I'm...
Yeah, but a lot of times people will call in just to mess with us, and it would make sense that if people would be like, I'll give $500 if you sing it, and then nothing happens, and you kind of, you get hosed.
Mm-mm-mm. And $4,000 for a couple of minutes, that's more than Merle makes.
That is. So when will we know if we get the presents on Merle?
The Do you really want it? Do you really want it? Because you know people are going, oh, well, the Eagles got to be going country.
No.
I picked bad bumpers just to piss off Don Davis. He sent me an email. He goes, could you just please pick one bumper from the last 10 years that's rock? I went, okay. Merle. Help me, Jesus. This was just Chloe, me, and Alfie in the studio because Dan was on vacation. Nobody else was here.
I was in Michigan.
You were lucky.
I was lucky. I heard about it.
Help me, Jesus.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling.
That's not horrible.
Gotta keep them going, baby. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is a lifeline to the nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move.
Can't help yourself.
Living like gypsies, always on the go. Going in the best known what to do.
Got the words.
Jamming gears has got.
Anyway, you get the flavor.
That's quality right there.
Almost magical.
It is. It really is.
You know, tomorrow, Charlie's going to call Kibler. Can we do an ovation to Russ's contract to get out of it?
An amendment?
That's what an ovation is.
Oh, sorry.
We need to insert a poison pill. Into his contract? No, into his mouth.
Yeah, maybe a suppository or something like that. Yeah. I'm sure he likes things in his butt.
Yeah. Country music keeps them going, and Will and Sonny keep on moving on. A big hot cup of coffee is waiting up ahead, the rhythm of the hour.
I can't listen to any more of that. Now.
It's special, isn't it?
It's special.
Okay, you asked for it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Dan. Damn it, Gears has got to be a fever. Cause men become addicted to the gripe. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. To set a hand and load that will be high. Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling.
Go take a look at my contract and see what they pay me. It'll make you vomit.
What made you think I haven't already looked?
I say that with love.
And when I still came back to hang out with you.
God, I think you finally came in and goes, maybe they'll leave me alone if I go hang out with them.
Listen, if you can't beat him, join him.
I can't wait to see what he starts doing to my car.
No kidding. Oh, man. Both feet jump right on in.
I'm sorry, I accidentally drove over your car. I don't park anywhere near you. Yeah, I had to back over a fence.
Fence is okay, but your car's got a little scratch on it.
And the best part is, he's probably not going to just do it and then come back off of it. He's just going to park on top of your car.
And then take a picture.
Yep. And then leave it there until he comes to find it.
Yeah.
The bumper sticker on the back of Charlie's truck that says, I don't brake for challengers. Okay. You said you got bored with the other topics. What else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I'm here for you.
What are some of the big talents that you've managed?
Yeah.
You mentioned somebody out of Detroit, Cleveland. Who was he? Jar Jar? Or,
Jar Jar Binks.
Momo.
God, I really hope there's not a Jar Jar in radio.
Yeah. You said afternoon show doesn't play music.
Yeah, yeah. I never managed him. I just heard good things about him.
Who is it?
Rover in Cleveland.
Okay, that was close.
Clearly not as talented and magical as this, show here.
You're going to make me swear again, aren't you?
No. I don't want to do that.
No, we started.
Maybe I do.
We started mornings here, and I hated mornings.
Just literally morning time?
6 to 10.
Right.
And we never remembered the first 2 hours of the show. And I get emails from people that I'd known for a long time. I go, hey, I missed the first couple hours of the show. What'd you guys do today? Well, why are we on from 6 to 8 if nobody's listening? Who's up? What are you doing? People are getting ready. One day we had a staff meeting, and we were in the conference room, and Patrick Davis pushed a note over to me and goes, would you be happier in afternoons? Hmm. Man, I'm going to beat you off.
Right here in front of everybody.
And
the rest is history.
The rest of it is, because it's more of an afternoon show. It's like, you know, you get out of school, you go hang out with your friends in the treehouse, you drink, smoke cigarettes, look at nasty magazines, talk about stuff. And then your parents come home, and you get their pants. Get his pants, Dan.
I'm not there yet.
How much longer do you think it's going to take?
About 30 more seconds.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If there's anything that we can do for you, remember what Kibler told you.
Yeah, I know.
Repeat it.
If you need something from Russ, he will come find you.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:58. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alvin Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotzky's. Only a couple incidents out there right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound I-30 right at Lamar Griffin. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Ferguson. And in Carrollton, eastbound on the Bush right at Rosemead. Got an accident blocking the three right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Kelly Trinity Mills. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets and meet greet passes to go see Nikki Sixx at 6 a.m. this Friday at the Bomb Factory in Deep Ellum. Full details are online right now at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Cloudy tonight, 54 for a low. Sunny tomorrow, 79 for the high. 61 right now, and 97.1 the Eagle.
He'd been married a little bit over 2 months. His wife's name is Joanne. I was at the hospital when they pronounced him dead. And, you know, I'd hoped to have finished my time as Dallas chief without losing any police officers.
Hi, this is Joanne Jackson. My husband, Dallas Police Officer Brian Howard Jackson, gave his life serving our city in 2005. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas, Fort Worth firefighters and police officers who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, what else you got, Daniel?
I've also got Pizza My Heart. It's a chain based in Northern California, a pizza chain. They received an out-of-the-ordinary request from a customer last week. The customer ordered two large pizzas to be delivered to an address in Menlo Park, that's in Northern California. On the receipt, the customer requested, "Send us your cutest delivery boy. Tell me I'm pretty."
Is this a guy or a chick?
Listen to the story.
Okay.
It was a chick. The pizza delivery guy said, "I've heard orders like this before, so I was expecting a group of college girls. Pizza My Heart is located close to Stanford, so it's not uncommon to have drunken party people make odd requests."
Okay, I'm still lost. The person ordering the pizza was male or female?
It's a chick.
Okay.
"Send me your hottest guy."
Yeah.
"And make sure he brings me some cigarettes."
and two large pizzas. So anyway.
"And cut a hole in the middle of the pizza."
This time.
"Then I can tell him it's wrong." "Then he has to come in the house, and then we have to do stuff."
It's actually kind of close to what happened.
Really?
Well, not to the level you're thinking. This time, when the employee arrived at the address, he found something very different as opposed to drunken college people. He found a lone woman who answered the door, a house decorated for a birthday party. During a brief conversation on the doorstep, the woman explained to the delivery guy that she had thrown a birthday party for herself, but no one had showed up. She invited him in for cake, and he cautiously accepted. What happened next shocked him. He said, "We laughed and talked the whole time, and as I was leaving, I gave her a hug and told her she was pretty."
"Boy, I've ever had."
Have you had many?
"Well, I've had a few, but not all of them will cut a glory hole into the middle of the pizza."
Well, just not everyone goes the extra mile anymore.
"I'd walk a mile for his camel."
The employee allegedly received a warning from the manager of the store for taking such a long time during the delivery, but he's still an employee at the chain, and the employee said that regardless of the warning, he thought that cheering up a woman on her birthday was considerably more important. make you happy.
Then I bedded him.
Then you what?
Bedded.
Bedded.
You know, have sex.
Yes, I understand. Yeah.
Took him in the bedroom. Turned the lights down. Turned the black lights on.
Ooh.
I lit up my Billy Dee Williams painting.
Okay, now that's hot.
And then he just stared at my teeth sitting on the nightstand.
as they glowed under the
light. They look good under the black light.
Yeah.
And then he gave me the squirts. I'm a big squirter.
Oh, that's really gross.
I've been squirting really bad since I was like 74.
Are you thinking that's a positive?
I don't know.
Because I would think if that was a positive.
I see the, you know, a female orgasm, or I'm just pissed.
Or perhaps you're just incontinent. It's really hard to tell past a certain age.
Incontinence got nothing to do with it.
Well, no, if you're not sure.
All right, so my lip plates are slipping.
Wow.
It's a good show.
It really is mind-blowing. Well, we also have the top 10 turnoffs on a first date. This is according to a website I've never heard of, but here it is anyway. Number one, eating off the other person's plate without asking. That's a huge turnoff.
How long have you been married, Charlie?
14 glorious, wonderful years.
She's listening, isn't she?
I don't know, just in case.
Is your family still in Charlotte, or have they relocated yet?
Yeah, no, they're still in Charlotte until the kids get out of school.
Okay. So there's no reason for her to listen.
No, she has friends in Dallas.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they rat you out.
14 glorious, wonderful, fight-free years.
Hey.
She's beautiful. And she's beautiful. She's the love of my life. She's my everything.
Well, if you're going to go that route, I'll give you some music.
Can we actually record this so I can send it back to her?
We record the show every day.
Yeah. So 14 glorious, wonderful years. You know, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's my everything. And I don't know what I would do without her in my life.
What's her name?
Wendy.
Whew, that was close.
Yeah.
Have you told her about you and me having sex yet?
Yeah. Remember, Charlie, remember like 30 seconds ago when you asked us to record this?
Uh-huh.
That was the moment it all changed.
That was one of the best nights of my life when I slept with Charlie Wilkinson.
Oh, man.
And that's the only time I got his name right.
So literally right before we came back on air and you said, if you've got to go do something, you're more than welcome to go. That's
man,
the cue.
I gave you the chance and you decided to stay. Now you and me are going to get it on. I ain't turning on the black light. I don't need it.
Lucky me.
I am my own black light.
You're a beacon.
Screw it.
Sorry.
Anyway. So you haven't been on a date in a
long, long, long time.
It was a date we had that night.
Other than that one. That was magical, too.
Man. Onion blossom and chilies that we split.
Ooh.
That was a bad choice, man. If we go back home, we start 69ing and everybody smell like onions.
At least you shared it. Anyway, there are other...
Dan, could you tell us the other things that are on that
list?
I'm working on it
because you need a life raft. Number two, the top 10 turnoffs on a first date, disappearing into the bathroom for a long time. Because if that happens, you know what's happening.
I've done that before just to get away from the chick.
Yeah, but this is supposed to be a turnoff when you come back from the bathroom. Yours, you
well,
escape.
The chick was a turnoff. She kept answering her cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I finally went, yeah. Yeah, she could pay for this, but I'm going to go to the bathroom. And it was Abuelos off of a tollway, Parker. And luckily, the bathroom's out of sight of the table. And I left when I'd had enough.
That's awesome.
Just the fact that like you can't turn it off. What is it about cell phones and having to be constantly in communication?
And this was how long ago?
We were back at CBS, so say like 04 or something.
So, I mean...
Well, obviously, a lot of people had cell phones back then. It wasn't anywhere near as prevalent as it is now, where it's constant connectivity. It's I can't just put the phone down because I might get a text or a call. I got to check in, and then I have to do this.
And why do you have to check in? When we had answering machines, you got home, you checked your messages, and that was it. You didn't have to be in constant contact. That's why I can't stand texting. Well, why didn't you text me right back? Because I don't carry my phone on my hip. Some days I forget my phone at the house. Do you think I'm going to turn around and go get it?
No, you are not.
I couldn't care less. But to do it on a date, especially if I'm theoretically supposed to pay for it, you can turn that damn phone off, bitch.
Also, having an annoying laugh. That's always a top turnoff.
Yeah, JD used to date a chick with that donkey laugh.
I don't know how you do that. It just...
He must have finally said something to her because she finally got it down to a bray.
Smoking, that's up there as a turnoff on a first date.
There's nothing wrong with smoking.
Are you sure?
First of all, Alfie doesn't like it when we go out. He asked me, why do I have to smoke? I smoke. How come you don't like me smoking?
You're always doing it in inappropriate places.
So what?
You can't do it everywhere.
Everybody likes to smoke at the gas station. And then he got mad, one of our first dates.
Why is that?
Oh, hang on. I forget. What is my name?
Hang on. Blah, blah is your sister.
Me?
No, not you, blah, blah.
Ryu Needy.
Yeah, Ryu Needy.
Yeah, I'm Alfie's girlfriend. I smoke. In case you can't tell. Alfie got mad because every time the busboy would walk by, I would rub my clam on his leg.
Well, in Alfie's defense, it's pretty disrespectful. And I'm also pretty sure it's sexual assault.
Not really.
Well, it's at least assault.
He didn't even like gifts that I got him. I got him a puppy for his birthday one time. Mm-hmm. Okay, the puppy had the but it's still a puppy.
Okay, yeah. What else did you get him?
I bragged about how big of a shit I'm going to take late after dinner on him.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that while we're eating.
Why not?
It's disturbing my meal, and
so my body disturbs you. That's why we broke up, hole. And then I put candy between my legs, and you wouldn't even eat it out like a Pez dispenser.
Well, at least that one got Kinsey. Too much swearing can also be a turnoff on a first date.
Ah, that.
Ordering for the other person.
Okay, honestly, I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on that.
See, I thought that used to be chivalrous.
It is chivalrous, but that's where you have to, on your date, you have to try to navigate. How much chivalry does your date actually want?
You see it all the time in the motion pictures. But I don't know if people really do it.
It works out so well in the movies, though.
Wine, maybe the guy. I don't know. I just, first of all, I'm not a good choice at anything. And I know it's protocol. Says you let the woman order first. But I like to order first, so they kind of gauge how much I'm going to spend. So if I don't order the steak, you don't get the steak.
Yeah, see, that's not chivalrous. That's domineering.
Well, if I'm paying for it.
It's also manipulative.
It is not?
It's extremely manipulative. You just said the reason why you do it is so she gets the clear indication.
It sets the stage if I order the... I don't know. What's a chicken breast with steamed vegetables, whatever.
Ooh, that's a then sexy you
don't,
meal.
Then you don't order the steak and lobster, you whore. Charlie, I'm trying to work on our female numbers. What, Alfie?
You can set that up without having to order first. You just kind of...
You throw out your ARP card?
No.
Because I can do that now.
No, I know what Alfie's doing. What you do is you sort of... You ask her, hey, what do you think sounds good? I was thinking about this. And then you talk about what you may order.
Okay. I've never done that. Normally, I just let them order. But it's That's actually, that's a pretty good litmus test of what they order. Because on a first date, if I really like them, if I've taken the time to get to know them and want to go out, then we'll go to some place like Three Forks, who advertises. Or Silver...
Fox.
Fox. And depending on what they order, that's a pretty good litmus test on are they being respectful or are they just ordering what's the most expensive thing. If it says, you know, there's no price, it says seasonal.
Yeah, if it says MP next to it, don't even look at it.
If there's no price, you don't get that one. Well, there's no price, it says seasonal. Then you don't get it. You get the popcorn shrimp then.
All right.
Off the kids' menu.
You can have the lobster. I mean, it's in the name of the place, but don't order a bunch of them.
Don't get the red one.
No, the red one's got something wrong with it.
Also, there's a...
Hang on. Alfie, yeah. Were you going to say something?
No, just the way you set it up, like Dan said, you just kind of say, well, what looks good to you? Oh, I'm thinking about getting this. Well, you know, this looks really great to me, the cheaper one.
Yeah.
Plus...
I'm thinking about getting the senior platter.
Oh my God, I'm afraid to ask what's on that.
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
Just because I'm old enough to have an ARP card doesn't mean I'm using one.
It's all pate.
The senior...
Congratulations, Kinsey.
Thank you.
Look, Russ ordered pre-chewed foods. You want me to spit it in your mouth like Mama Bird?
No, don't jump on her too bad. I'm sure that's just the appetizer. For entree, it's steak tartare.
Pounded steak.
Mm-hmm. Still very soft.
Pureed.
Yup.
I come in here a lot. I would like to order one of your signature dishes. Do you have the Bow and Jim platter?
What's in that?
Baby food with vegetables. And a little carrier that I could put my colostomy bag on.
We thought the high chair to put the bag in was a nice touch.
You know what? That's attention to detail. When you bring a high chair for my colostomy bag. Man, it's just, it's a matter of time. Who kicks my ass first? It's either going to be Don Davis, mm-hmm. Bo and Jim,
yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. Charlie right now is the best shot because he's actually physically in the room.
Yeah, but I think Charlie's got the best shot.
Yeah.
Kicking my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Or Officer Lonnie.
I think Officer Lonnie likes it.
He's actually on line one if you want.
me. Do you know who you haven't been here long enough. No. Officer Lonnie is a police officer. We'll just say in the mid-cities. We'll never identify.
Okay.
So they don't get in trouble.
Is he a friend of the show?
He better be.
You'll understand why he's scared because of his voice.
You know, when I was doing his voice earlier, see how different it is when you hear Officer Lonnie on the phone.
Listen. Yes, Officer Lonnie. Oh, dude, don't leave me hanging.
Damn it.
What's the matter?
I guess he hung up.
Better call him back.
That's performance improvement plan right there.
You mean hit the delay? I can hit the delay and nobody will know that ever happened.
No, I'm okay.
It's okay right now.
Sometimes I do it when I get really bad punchlines and when I'm not living with that one.
Officer Lonnie was saying that he gets crap at work every time you do that voice, whether or not it's associated with him or not.
Well, that's who I'm doing when I do that.
I'm Officer Lonnie. I drive around with my penis in the car with my special siren. I took the old one off and this plays over the speaker. And then everybody pulls over. Men, women, it don't matter. Bitches get so hot and wet they drown in their own juices. I don't even have to get out of the car. I just send my penis up to their car with a clipboard.
A Lonnie's back on one if you want.
No, I'm scared now.
Yes, Officer Lonnie?
Now, you know I'm going to get you for that one.
that's good.
Am I all right? Officer Lonnie, this is Charlie, our general manager in the studio.
Hello, Charlie. How you doing?
Hello, Lonnie. How are you?
I'm good. At least I got some backup now. I appreciate you coming around.
Yeah, you got it.
what do they say to you when I start doing your voice?
What do who say to me?
People give you...
Coworkers.
Coworkers give you grief?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, what do they say?
Nothing I can actually say on the air. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Are you on duty right now?
I wouldn't tell you if I was.
That's smart. That's smart.
I'll know. Turn on your siren.
Yeah. And this is where I check out.
where what?
Check out.
This is where I check out.
All right. Thank
you. I'll catch up with you later.
Thank you, boss.
You be nice.
I like that. You be nice. It sounds official, too.
It is official.
You actually have to do it.
Was I right about the voice?
Yeah, no, spot on. Hey, you be nice.
You be nice. Don't make me send my penis up there.
Mm-mm.
It'll beat you like Nolan Ryan beat Ventura. When he rushed the mound, my penis gets you in a headlock, and that's it. Punch you until the rest of your people come after you.
What's the guy's first name?
Robin. Ventura's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
I'm going to rush him out. I'm going to beat that old man's ass.
Okay.
Whoopsie.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Who needs a dry shampoo?
That didn't turn out how I expected.
No.
No. Okay. I'm sorry. We're talking about first dates.
Oh, yeah. The turnoffs. We got a few more. Lack of eye contact is 7. Number 8, not respecting personal space. Number 9, getting too drunk.
I've done that before.
I'm sure you have.
And I did it with Alfie one time.
Where you got too drunk?
Yeah. Then we went home and had sex, and I kept screaming, "Who's your donkey?"
Oh, my God. So embarrassing. And number 10, too much touching and groping.
First date, if you really, seriously, if you're into them, I'm okay with that. Again, it's body language. Touching, groping.
Mm-hmm.
My penis is out. I like you.
I think touching would be fine, but I think once you cross over into groping, that can tend to be an issue.
Okay. You got one more than we can go?
Sure.
So we don't do all of Nikki Six's show?
I actually should appreciate it. All right. Police are investigating the theft of about $70,000 worth of bull semen from a farm in southern Minnesota.
They're not going to find it. I swallowed all of
it. Okay. See? Maurer County Sheriff Therese Amazi says a Leroy man reported on Tuesday that a storage canister with vials of bull semen was taken from his unlocked barn. The theft happened sometime between April 1st and 7th. The man said the only time
What does he do with the bull semen?
Impregnate cows.
Okay, at first blush, I sound stupid for asking what you do with bull semen.
Did you want the pause button on that one?
What do you think we do with bull? What do you think bulls do with their semen? I don't know. Look at two cows, one cup.
What do they do with the bull semen? Make cocktails.
Even I know what they do with bull semen.
Well, why do they have to do it artificially? Can't the bulls get out there and do it themselves?
Well, actually, it's funny.
And who collects bull semen? And do you really want to tell anybody that?
Someone's got to do it.
What do you do for a living?
Why?
I'm just curious.
Collect bull semen?
Now, when you say you collect it, do you mean that you like you put it on a wall, you're a collector, or you retrieve it?
I collect it. It's like a bull semen museum.
Really?
I got semen from bulls all over the world.
Wow.
Big bulls, small bulls, bulls that climb on rocks, sissy bulls, even Bulls with chicken pox. I got semen from the Chicago Bulls.
It's funny and believable. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives as well as video. Go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can also find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com. Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.